down there and we want to get our field condition report. Field condition report brought to you by the Albia Golf and Country Club. The 2015 membership drive starts soon. For early details, give them a call, 932-8057. Big T, what's the field look like there at ground level?
You know, everything looks good. On the way in here, we ran into a little bit of rain and stuff, but out here on the field, it feels good. I mean, about 62 degrees. You know, there's still that slight wind, but it's a perfect night for football.
All right, guys, we always go to the end of trench report brought to you by Big T Auto Knoxville, Summers Car Credit Oskaloosa. Christian, Big T on the sideline. What's it going to be in the trenches tonight?
Christian, these guys run that single wing offense and spin back and all that type of stuff. What do we have to do defensively to take care of that?
First of all, we got to do our assignment. Line up at the right spot, do your assignment, and blow up the D or blow up the O line. Make those stops. We can't have one arm tackles. Once we get in the backfield, we need to make sure of the tackle.
All right, Dan. As always, let's get your Dewey Motor Company keys to the football game. Brought to you by our locally owned GM dealership. Let Dewey Motor Company help you find the right vehicle just for you. And then Scott and the service department will keep it running all year through.
Yeah, the key tonight, first and foremost, is discipline. Do not make mistakes. Do not make errors, whether it's penalties, turnovers. Just control what you guys can control out there. And then just stay in your lanes and stay to your assignment, just like we've talked about. We're going to be a broken record here. Just stay in your gaps and go hit the first guy you see that doesn't have a lineman's number on it.
All right. We're ready for your People's State Bank opening kickoff, and we'll get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line after this kickoff. As Bossert approaches the football, it's a kick. It's going to be fielded. Short kick at about the 20-yard line, coming over the left side, has a running wall and will be brought down to the 35-yard line. Seemed like he didn't get much wind underneath that time.
Yeah, I don't know. A little wind blowing down here, and so I think they kind of knocked that down. It was a short kick for Justin Bossert. He has had a number of touchbacks this year on the kicking game, 28 to be exact, so a little shorter than his normal kick. But, you know, nonetheless, that's where we're going to play with Clarinda having the ball on their own 35-yard line. 11 guys in the box, so it's a real tight formation, the single wing is.
Here's a spin back running over the right side, being tripped up and then getting away from the first defender. Well defended that time, T. Albia looked like they had that one snuffed for a loss, but slippery running back there to get about a two-yard gain.
Yeah, a little shifty running back, but Brett Freshwater came up and just missed that tackle in the backfield.
Second down, and let's call it seven, about a three-yard gain for Clarinda. The Cardinals on the first play from scrimmage. Their ball sitting at the 37-yard line, nicked at the 38-yard line of Clarinda. 9-1, both these football teams. Here comes straight ahead the quarterback running with the football, and they'll be brought down. Number 21, J.J. Clark, the junior, 180-pound junior, takes it for another 2 or 3 yards, and that's going to bring a third down, and let's call it three here for Clarinda.
Yeah, and that was just you're going to see direct snaps, so we're going to call them quarterback, but there's going to be different names we're going to mention all night long because they will snap it to any one of the three backs in the backfield. It's really not what you would consider a true quarterback. There is one who will throw it as much as anything, so I suppose that's his position, but otherwise they'll snap it to anyone in that backfield.
Third down play. Here's a spin. The quarterback's going to keep it running with the football, has the first down out to the 48-yard line, a pickup of four on that third down play, and Epsinoza, the ball carrier for on that carry, or Jacob DeGase on the carry, and that'll be a first down for Clarinda right at the 48-yard line of the Cardinals. So the Cardinals with the first possession, just a minute 15 gone by here in the opening of this football game. First down 10. He'll stay in the spin back. Again, straight ahead, running over the left side again, and getting into the defensive backfield, a carry of 12 yards. No deception that time, Christian, as they just ran straight ahead.
Yeah, they had some very good blocking up front right there. Created a hole for number 25 again, and we had a couple arm tackles that did not get made.
Yeah, and that's something we've heard Coach Staten talk about. We've got to really tackle and wrap them players up. And again, this first drive is going to be important for the Blue Demons just to adjust and get used to seeing this style that's played in front of them.
Here comes the fake stand-up, rolling back to the backside, being pursued. Going to heave it up.
Grounding.
Nearly intercepted, and we're going to have, I believe, intentional grounding as it did not get past the line of scrimmage. Yeah. And that would be a huge break for the Blue Demons, Dan.
Yeah, it was. The quarterback's rolling out, and it truly is, I guess, what you'd call the quarterback, Jacob DeGase. And as he's going on, he's got pressure, and he just immediately throws the ball. It does not go to the line of scrimmage for one, and there was not a receiver even near the area for a second. So we'll get the official call here from the officials.
We'll wait. Hopefully they don't weigh this off, but... There's a face mask on Albion.
And we got perfect view here. There was no face mask on it. We've got a perfect view of the play right here. It's right in front of us on the 50. Amazing that's the call.
That's what it is. Sitting in the middle of class with an earbud in listening to the the game. Good luck to number 88. Super proud. And I love you, man. Roll Demons. Griffin Osing checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Best of luck to the Blue Demons from the Johnstons listening from rural Blakesburg. Hello, Blakesburg. Hello, Albia. Hello, Blue Demon Nation. First down and five after the five-yard markoff. Again, here's a spin over the right side, running room, and being brought down after a gain of about 4 yards. And, T, it really does take a little time to pick this this offense up.
It does. You know, it's very deceptive. You know, so far, not too bad, you know, but, you know, we'll get there.
Ashes Armada is listening for a Blue Demon win. Roll Demons. Jake texting in. Familiar name, Big T.
Woo! Also got a picture in from Greg Dorpinghouse. They've got some stuffed Iowa pork chops they're grilling, and they look really good. Greg, save one for me. I will eat it later.
Clorinda with the football all the way to the Albion 27-yard line. First and 10. Trying to go over the right side. Has a big running room. It's going to take it all the way in for... a Cardinal touchdown, and Dan, you wanted the defense on the field first, but you didn't want that kind of a result.
No, it was just a big hole out there. They cleared it out. They kicked it out. The two guys containing the end and the backer just got pushed too far out. It was a big gaping hole for the running back to Kate Jet Ketwick. So Jet was able to put the Jets on and get the touchdown.
Lots of running room, Big C. Really, just after he got past that line of scrimmage, there was just nobody there.
Yeah, I know. They had their offensive line there, just kicked out the guy, and it created probably about a 10-yard hole that he could run through, and he perfectly ran.
Here comes the extra point. The kick is down. It's high enough, and it is good enough. And Clorinda takes a 7-0 lead. 9:44 to go, opening quarter. The opening drive equals points for the Cardinals, and we'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on Monday on your playoff special. Don't go anywhere.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albion? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries.
How much is this one?
Grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet.
Yeah, I think we want to come back.
A caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preferences given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Monday Night Football. The Blue Demons trail after the opening drive by the Cardinals. 9:44 to go here, opening quarter. And Albion's kickoff return team back on the field. Here is the end-over-end kick. Sharp went down the middle of the field, picked up by Weldon. Weldon hands it off, running over to the right side. Some nice running room, and Baker will take it out across the 35-yard line. Boy, that fake handoff or that handoff by Hunter Weldon really sold it, Dan, and Matt Baker nearly took that one for a touchdown.
You know, it was a good play there, and the kick was a low kick. Clorinda obviously has done a good job scouting, knowing not to kick a nice, easy fielded kick. Kept a low line drive kick to go there. Blue Demons got the playoff, though, and a nice job. You know, that touchdown, we talk about that. We're talking about here the number one, number two scoring offenses in the state in 2A. Albia's number one at a 44-point clip. Clorinda scores 42 a game. So, you know, you expect a high-octane game here, both teams trying to exert their will.
Here's a pitch over the right side. Carter Isley out across the 40-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. A nice surge on that right side, and there's going to be a flag coming in. You hear that Albion crowd responding, and that's going to be a personal foul. But I like the way they got to the corner there, Big C. Patience there by Carter Isley to make that a big play.
Yeah, no, they really set that one up well. You have three pulling guards right there, actually, pulling guard and pulling tackle, and the fullback leaned away, and he waited for those blocks to get there, and he followed the blocks and picked up a pretty good game.
It was a really nice run there, and then the personal foul will tack on additional yardage afterwards. So a great first play just on its own, and then get the 15-yard penalty to boot.
Let's not forget, folks, this is the number one and number two scoring teams in all of Class 2A. Albion number one, Clorinda number two.
And the defense defense is Albie is number six and holding opponents on scoring, and Clarinda is number nine. So top ten in both sides of the ball for both these squads. So this is going to be a tough game, and it's going to be the team that makes the fewest mistakes. We've had a personal foul, now they've had one. So we're going to see who can make the fewest mistakes, and it will be an advantage to that team.
15-yard mark off makes it first and ten for the Blue Demons from their from the Clarinda 45-yard line. Here again is Carter Isley over the left side, fighting forward, still fighting forward. A gain of about 5 yards on first down, and so important is that first down play, Dan. Yeah. So important to get big yards.
Well, it is, and the thing I really like, it's those hard charging yards, which Carter Isaac, just playing on the offensive side, is really good at. He'll exert his force and will on them. We got guys on Clarinda that will go both ways, and so over the course of the game, that could be an impact on this game in terms of them getting a little fatigued. Carter's going to continue to get it strong the longer he plays.
Power offset eye formation. Here's the counterplay. Rolling back. Sarver throws it downfield. Has Baker open to the 5-yard line. Oh, just overthrown Matt Baker. Had him open for a second, Dan, and just a little overthrown with that wind coming out of the north there.
The wind's whipping a little bit down there, and it certainly, I think, pushed that ball where Luke did not want it to go, and he wanted to go lead him more towards the center of the field. Ball kind of got pushed back a little more towards the left goalpost, and Matt Baker tried to adjust, and it is, you know, he's just a gamer, and he's going to do what he can to get that ball. Unfortunately, just not there, but a great second down play. You know, it's a great position in the field to try to throw a pass once in a while. We're not a pass team.
Them up a little
bit.
Yeah,
keep them honest.
Third down and five here. Albie with the football at the 40-yard line of Clarinda. Here is Carter and Iceman Isley on his way inside the 35-yard line. Move those chains. The first Iowa State Bank first down. And that was a gaping hole over the left side.
And as much as anything, Jason, that goes back to the second down play. When you go that pass play, now all of a sudden the defense is thinking, hey, don't forget the pass. Don't forget the pass. They can do this. That hole on the left side was the holes that we're used to seeing. And it's when you can match that up a little bit. We haven't had to do that all year long, but when we can kind of balance that attack, I think that bodes well for the Blue Demons.
8:44 go. Helping quarter here. Albie trailing 7-0. It's first possession of the night. Here is another handoff. Isley fighting his way forward inside the 30-yard line. A little slip up in the backfield, Christian. Lost his feet a little bit, and that slowed down Carter Isley.
Yeah, that really took off the timing of the blocks getting set up and also his running ability. He couldn't hit the hole with full speed because of that little miscue right there in the backfield.
Excited about the game. Go Big Blue from your friends in Del Rio, Texas. Glad to have all of you along. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Second down and nine here. Albie breaks huddle. I formation. Sarver rolls back. Has time. Plants. Throws it and overthrows Matt Baker once again. Maybe a little hard to judge with that wind out of the north, Dan, but a little bit hard on the throw there.
Yeah, it was. It was good coverage, too. I mean, there was only a few spots that Luke could really try to drop that ball in because the defense, 25, Jet Kittrick, was right on him and good coverage there. And so Luke had to kind of lead him long. Unfortunately, it was just the timing was off with him a little too high. But you certainly did not want to underthrow that ball. That would have been a problem. So, it's you take your chances when you try to pass it, and then that's okay on the second down play. Brings up third and nine.
Mike Bronson listening in Oklahoma City. Go Big Blue. Third down nine here. Isley on the pitch over the right side. Trying to get to the corner. Has the corner made. 25-20 on the sidelines. Out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Right in front of the Big T. Here comes the request for a flag as he got hit out of bounds. Big T, again, that pitch really opening up for Albia.
I tell you what, man, there was a huge wall over here, and Carter got to that corner and just turned it on. And I was asking for a flag right there, but he didn't listen to me.
I know you can't see all the way across here. My hand was going up. Carter's out of bounds, standing out of bounds, and the player's still trying to throw him down, and he did indeed do it. But it's just clearly out of bounds, and there's no reason to have that start the game this way.
Albia inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. First and 10 from the 14-yard line. Here's a handoff again. Isley with the carry. No, check that.
KJ. They
faked the handoff
KJ's
and gave it to KJ. Yeah. Over the left side. I guess about a yard, maybe two, and that'll bring up second down, and let's call it 8 for the Blue Demons.
You know, nice little play there. Give KJ a touch. Again, it keeps the defense honest when you've got so many options here. Don't be surprised if, Luke gets a bootleg once in a while. And of course, we've got the counter, 47 counter trade coming through there with Matt Baker. So,
second down. Let's call it 8 for Albie. Keep it rolling blue from the Northern Sarver clan. Tim and Joanna checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's the fake handoff. Sarver rolls to the right side. Plants, throws it, complete. KJ on the reception, down close to the 5-yard line, right in front of you, Big C. That fullback release out there, and well executed by Sarver and Judge.
Yeah, great hands by the fullback, Kieran Judge, right there. And we just came up a yard short, but a good a good probably 8 yard pickup right there on second down.
You know, the first couple pass plays, we're going deep on it. You know, that was the design of the play. I really like this, just a short little out pattern. Luke's running out, very controlled, going to his right side and hits KJ. I really like the short pattern, see what happens.
Here's the handoff. Isley slipped up and falls down, but did he have enough surge to get that first down? Going to be real close.
Player down for Clarinda. Also got another shot. Roll Demon from the Pences. They're listening. Lauren, Sally, ooh, Grace, and Jackson listening in Albion.
It's going to bring up on the fourth down. Fourth down, and Big T, you're lined up over there. Boy, that's just
I'm not even going to measure.
Inches.
Not even going to measure.
Pretty close, about half a yard.
Is it clearly short?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, from the side, yes.
Okay.
Fourth down here. Albion at the five-yard line looking to try to match the score of Clarinda. Here's Isley, left side, has the running room, has the first down inside the 5 yard line, close to the 3 yard line. A big hole on that left side, and Dan Carter Isley was not going to be denied.
You know, and that's a case where he knows, the team knows, you know, the line knows what they need to do. They're going to fire out hard and low. They're going to give that just that extra little push. Carter knows he's got to just burst through there with all the strength that he has. It's not a matter of running a 50 yard sprint here, it's just getting a couple yards, and indeed he picked that up, brings up first and goal from the 3 yard line. So, really nice drive for the Blue Demons, chewing up some clock.
Albion with the football inside the five-yard line, trying to score here on its first possession. Here's a pitch play. Running with it is Kieran Judge, and a little awkward formation right there, guys. Looked like they pitched it to the fullback out of that offset eye. First time I'd seen that.
Yeah, I'm not sure you did, actually. It was a handoff to Karen right up the middle. Carter Isley came out to pull up. We're going to always have fun, Jason. I'm sorry, but it was just a handoff up the middle.
Oh, he pitched. He did. I guarantee it. Karen Judge on the carry. Second down, goal to go from the 2 yard line. Here's Isley. Left side has some running room, fighting towards the goal line. Is going to be stopped about a yard short.
You know, and I really like this. You know, they're all, every play is designed to score a touchdown. They don't always do it. I really like just the pounding away at this. This is going to be a long game, and for us to have be effective and to have the game turn out the way we want, I really like just to keep pounding, 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 get those yard or two as you can.
Third down and goal to go from the 1 yard line. Albion, offset eye. Tight formation left side. Here's Isley over the left side. Touchdown, Albion. Carter, the Iceman Isley on the 1 yard carry. Touchdown, Albion. Send it Piercebacher Funeral Home. Touchdown. And Dan, that was Will on Will.
Yeah, and you know what was really impressive too is you knew when we came in an unbalanced line to the left side, offset eye to the left side, you knew that's where we were going to run to. They knew that's where we were going to run to. And yet the hole was big enough. Once again, Carter got through all the way to the back of the end zone where he could hand the ball to the official. Wasn't even touched coming through that hole. Very, very good job by the Blue Demons. Great job to get on the books. With 4:41 left in the first quarter, the Blue Demons are going to try the extra point to tie the game up. 7-6 is our score right now. Look to tie it up with the extra point.
The number one and two teams in Class 2A in scoring, and both have put up touchdowns on their first position. Here comes the flag coming in, and that likely to be a procedural penalty on Albion.
I don't know. Did we twitch or did they jump?
I think they jumped.
Yeah. When Luke held the handoff for that snap, it's a quick, deliberate motion, and it might have pulled the defense off sides there, and he was just calling for the snap.
Now you wonder if you don't go for two here.
Yeah, it is on the defense, fellas.
They came over to talk to Coach Staten to make sure he was aware of what was going on.
It is the offsides on out. But let's get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Patty Hannum, listening in Venice, Florida. Glad to have you along, Patty. And wish I could be at the game tonight. Stuck at parent-teacher conferences. Good luck, Blue. Stephanie Bassett, number A3's grandma, checking in.
Blue Demons declined the penalty. We're just go ahead and wanting to try the extra point, like at the field position where they are for the extra
snap.
Point.
The kick is up high enough, long enough, and it will be good enough, and we're tied at 7. 4:41 to go opening quarter. Tied at 7 here at Clarinda. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football on your sports leader, KIIC.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Blood sport arrows tipped with rages. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
Your People's State Bank kickoff and a big old blocking wall over on this right side. And once again, Clarinda has a big special team play, and they'll take it all the way out to the 45-yard line. And that was a touchdown-saving tackle by our quarterback, Luke Sarver.
Yeah, you know, the return man's that Jet Ketwick, and his parents knew how to name him when they named him Jet. He is really moving fast out there. Scored the touchdown. A nice return there for the Cardinals from Clarinda.
Tied at 7 here, just underway in this first quarter. Here's a quick snap right to big number 21. Runs straight ahead, and that will be a gain of about 6 yards as J.J. Clark. And again, they go with three backs in the backfield, folks. They'll have a spin back, and then then they'll try to spin and deceive, and they'll directionally snap it to any of the three guys.
Right. Yeah, Jacob DeGase really is their quarterback. He's the one who will throw it from time to time. But any one of them, we've talked about Jet Ketwick. We've also talked about J.J. Clark. They'll get the direct snap just right out of the center.
Second down here and a four. Here is a counter play running with it over on the right side. Hit and brought down by Ryan Sarver. A good job of staying home that time. It's so difficult, folks. This is a tough old team to get from up above. But Big T, the way it's down at field level is even more difficult.
I tell you what, man, it's just like, where'd that ball go? I mean, it's deceptive. You know, we're holding our own, though. They're getting the hang of it.
Yeah, and let's hope a big third down play here, third down and a short four. Let's hope the Blue Demons can find a way to get this stop. That'd be a huge, huge momentum shift for us if we can find a way to stop them on this possession.
Third down, three, ball at the Abbey 47-yard line. Clarinda with the football, tied to 7. Here over the right side, running with it, has the first down inside the 45-yard line. Hit initial tackle attempt was in that defensive or that offensive backfield, Christian. Abbey looked like they might get him for a loss, but he was able to get away.
Yeah, we got to do our job. We got to wrap up and make the tackle. We have guys there. We're just not making the tackle.
You know, Jet Ketwick is just a real accomplished runner. He averages almost 11 yards a carry on the season. He's got 1,100 rushing yards. So, you know, he's a hard one to bring down. He's very strong. He's not the biggest guy out there. But, boy, he's just strong and compact and quick. So we're going to have to really wrap him up tight.
Solinger's checking in from LaVilla. Here's a directional snap and brought down. That is a big play here. First downs are going to be big for both these ball clubs. As J.J. Clark was caught in the backfield. He falls forward for about a yard gain. But, Dan, it's so imperative that that we have good yards on first down and we hold them to short gains.
Minimal to no gains would be great, yes. And, you know, picking up a long yard here, that's, as you said, is a good first down play. Now, and of course, the next most important play is going to be that second down play. Let's see if we can't get a second stop creating a long third down situation.
Second down along here. Here's a spin, and Matt Dan brought down another big play. Number 12 kept the football time, Jacob DeGacy, and that's a gain of about a yard, and that's it.
And
great
Bulldog,
job.
Bulldog Blake Lawless in there on the stop, so great job getting in there and stopping him. Again, if he picked up a half a yard, that's all he's really getting on that play. Brings up third and a eighth, they're going to call it. I'd say it's almost a short nine.
Go Big Blue, listening to the game on Thunder Country. Wish we could be there. Frank and Rhonda Montgomery checking in. Glad to have all of you along on this Monday night. Third down long here. The quarterback fakes, rolls back. Here's the pressure. Throws it up to the sidelines. Incomplete, and that'll bring a fourth down. And, Christian, this defense has come up with a big series.
Yeah, we definitely put pressure right there on the quarterback. And we also had good coverage on that tailback and tight end that were coming out right there. Good coverage and great stop for the Demons. That's going to be momentum shift.
You know, and that's when the Cardinal or Clarinda Cardinals come in. They don't throw a ton. They've thrown 34 pass attempts all year long. So that's just around three and a half a game. But usually it's on those long third down situations. They try to catch you asleep, and they've been successful with it. But a great job in pass coverage, and more importantly, I think the pressure on that quarterback.
You want to stay disciplined here. Fourth down and 9. Going to punt the football. End over end kick, bounces to the 20, rolls to the end zone, and that will go in for a touchback. And Albia with tie to 7 here. Its offense will come back on the field. Let's quickly look at go to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Pre-game warm-ups back
what
in Albia.
What in the world?
The Grandstands are ready to go. Look at the dad and son getting warmed up. We're
that's
midway
full
through.
Contact.
That is.
That's full contact football.
Maddie's eating Jim and Charlie's steak. Ooh, that's not fair. Yeah. That is not fair. The Co-Garage is here. tonight, listening in, kind of bare in here as there is only the two of us, but we are cheering just as loud. Well, you guys have got to tune it up over there. Matt Archibald checking in, and we want to hear from all of you, and we'll have a timeout on the field. Albie's going to call timeout. We'll do the same. 1:52 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 7. You're listening to Monday Night Football on your sports leader, KIC.
This week's specials at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia include a super buy on Alaskan pollock fish fillets, just $2.29 per pound. Fresh ground, 80% lean ground beef in 2 to 3 pound packages, just $3.59 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice boneless netted lean pork sirloin roasts are $2.69 per pound. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
The Blue Demons with the football. After the touchback, Albia's defense rises to the occasion and forces the punt here. And let's see if Albia's offense can keep things rolling here. Tied at 7. 1:52 to go here in this opening quarter. Luke Sarver comes under center. Offset eye. A quick pitch. Isley over the right side. Has some running room. Out across the 25. Out across the 30. Has the first down marker. Move those chains. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. And again, Christian, that blocking wall. When everybody gets pulled out there, boy, that is a thing of beauty, and that is so tough to stop.
Yeah, Nick Yarkowski right there. He just put on a heck of a block on a pulling. He's a pulling tackle right there. That's hard for a pulling guard to do, let alone pulling tackle. He just knocked a guy on his butt and created a huge hole for Carter Isley.
First and 10, Albia, ball at the 32-yard line of the Blue Demons. Straight ahead, Isley, right up the middle, runs out across the 35-yard line, a pickup of about 3 on that first down carry. But, Dan, I like what Albie is doing. They're mixing it up and forcing the defense to stay at home on the inside. We'll open up that pitch game.
Well, and we did not get a chance to get it aired, but Coach Farrington, we talked with him a little bit, and that was something I think they recognized the defensive ends here for Clarendon to really like to pinch down. And so they really thought if they could get out around the corner, they'd have some success, and we've seen that early on. That will force the defense to spread themselves out a little more than they like, which only sets up the middle even more.
Second down and 7. Isley trying to get to the outside. Sidesteps, steps inside the defender, and rumbles forward for another 3-yard gain. And that will bring up a third down play here from the 37-yard line. Third down, let's call it 4 for the Blue Demons. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's one for you. Wifey Pooh missing you. Listening while working. Go Big Blue.
Thanks, Julie.
Hey, that's my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't. She's a working machine. She's back home keeping things going, and love you, Scarlett. And Princess K listening back in Albia. Here's Carter Isley again. A pitch over the right side. Has some running room out across the 40, out to the 45-yard line, and another First Iowa State Bank first down. Move those chains. First Iowa State Bank located in Albia and Eddyville. And don't forget their convenient drive-through location on Benton Avenue East, and that is a first down for the Blue Demons.
Really like Carter's decisioning there. He goes out on the outside with the lead blocking on the quick pitch, but then he saw a crease back towards the middle and cut up. A lot of times guys want to go to the sideline. They just think that's where the green pasture is. But the best yardage he was going to get was coming right back to the middle. Great running out of him.
20 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Albia tied at 7. Here's a fake handoff. The Sarver has the running room out of here on the left side. Gets across the 50. 45 brought down after he gets another Blue Demon football first down. And first Iowa State Bank first down. Big T, he sold that, buddy, like you sell cars.
I tell you what, man, Houdini. I mean, he puts that ball on his hip, and you just have no clue. I mean, that's one of those not fair plays.
You know, and the thing I like, too, or really is something, you know, that's a play I think we could have ran a lot more this year. We just didn't have to. He's only carried the ball 25 times, which really isn't that much out of this offense and with a quarterback like Luke. And so now it really sets up one when other teams haven't seen that. They're not going to scout for that.
You get that track speed in open space and zoom, 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 and away he will go. First and 10, Albia on the march here into Clarendon territory at the 41-yard line. Isley over the right side, sidesteps the defender, fighting forward, still on his feet, dragging defenders downfield, a gain of about 7 yards on first down. And, Dan, that's what we need is a big first down play.
Well, and you called that earlier. The other thing, again, it's the fun part is how the offense builds on itself. That last play with Luke, what we saw was now on the left side, 21 the corner, 74 the lineman, went with Luke on the fake bootleg. He didn't have the ball this time, and so now they're thinking. They're over in their heads a little too much.
Look at the blue that's across the way, and Albia. The fans have showed up. The team has showed up. One quarter is in the book. We're tied at 7. We'll be right back with the second quarter. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean Mike 74.
You hear that across the way? That is Blue Demon Nation. They've arrived tonight on this Monday Night Football special. Second round of the playoffs. Big D, Big T, Big Christian on the sidelines. And to yours truly, Jason Summers, bringing this sports exclusive. Albie with the football. And Sarver rolls back, has time, plants, throws it downfield towards the end zone. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker. Oh, and there's a flag as a Baker was going for the football. The defender ran into him in the end zone. And I'll tell you what, that play action, which I said all along, Dan, this offense can throw the football, but it's going to throw the football off of play action, and we just missed a TD right there.
Yeah, and we saw that early in the season a little bit too. I really like it when it's the play action, absolutely, and then also just the straight dropbacks. You know, where Luke, or he faked it, he went straight back. It allows him to set his feet. It allows him to put a good throw on. This time the wind's more towards his back, so he put it right where he needed to do. Matt Baker was making a slight adjustment. The defender, unfortunately, was right in his face, and the pass interference was the correct call, so that'll tack on yards, even though it's an incompletion. But Matt was right in the middle of the end zone trying to get that touchdown for the Blue Demons.
Oh, big. Those are big plays, T, to stretch that defense out.
Yeah, and there was no question about it. The defender wasn't playing the ball at all. I mean, he was just looking at Matt the whole time, and the ball actually hit the defender in the helmet.
It's a good penalty, quite honestly, for Clarinda. Otherwise, it's touchdown.
You know, Big Blue. Saving. Fight, fight, fight. The Beckwith checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here is Carter Isley. A pitch to the left side. Trying to get to the corner. Inside the 20 and run out of bounds. Inside the 15-yard line. Down close to that first down marker right in front of you, Big C. Boy, when he turns that corner and lowers those shoulders, you do not want to be a safety trying to tackle him.
Oh, no, no. He's running full steam right there. And once he hits that corner, oh, boy. I sure wouldn't want to be wrapping him up.
And the other thing is the interior defense of Clarinda is going to try chasing him down, and they're just going to exert more energy as the game goes on. And it's really playing well for the Blue Demons. They've got to stay focused and stay purposeful here in their drive and balance it out and see if we can't get the score here. Again, the ball placed just inside the 15. Let's call it the 13-yard line.
13-yard line inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Second down in three. Here's Kieran, the judge and jury, and they're going to have a flag come in. Did not see it. I think it's going to be procedural on Albion.
But we got set. Hunter Gerst was a little slow getting over there, but he was clearly set. I don't know who else you would have called it on.
Scoring update here coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Williamsburg leads South Tama 3-0 after one quarter of play. And that, if things go the way we think they will, Dan, that game right there may be the winner of that game may face the winner of this football game, which we're hoping's the Blue Demons.
Certainly, and that's again, it's a unique playoff system this year. Wanted to limit the travel time of 125 miles, so we traveled 138 tonight, 2.5 hours, so they extended their rule there. But unfortunately, just no other options for Clarinda.
Second down, 8, and Sarver rolls back again, has Baker open the flat, hit the 15-yard line inside the 10, and brought out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. A beautiful pattern there by Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, and Luke Sarver sold that and put that on his hip, and once again, Albia knock, knock, knocking on the door.
And that's, again, what I really like. I don't know as we have to throw the touchdown, the go route every time. As much as that quick little out pass, Matt Baker will be open all night long in that short flat. That's an easy pitch and catch. And then let Matt try to get the yardage after the catch and see what he can do. And not only him, we've got Gannon Osing, who we've seen catch some passes, and we've seen Nate Hoffman catch. So we got options there.
11:37 to go here, first half, tied to 7. Here is Carter Isley over the right side with some running room towards the goal line. Touchdown, Albia! Carter, the Iceman Isley, in for his second touchdown of this first half. And Albia has taken the lead 13-7 with an extra point to come. That's a Senate Piercemacher Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
You know, and that's again goes to the whole series here. This series and last series, mixing up the plays with just a little sprinkling of the pass patterns, even when they're not successful on them, is something that, quite honestly, no other team's seen us do, so they can't scout us for that. And so I think that's really helping us keep the other team confused. Then when you do that quick out, your corners and safeties are worried about it. That just gapes that hole open bigger for Carter to get that touchdown. It's a whole combination of really good good play selection out of the Blue Demons.
I've had people say, well, Albie's been so one-dimensional this year. And I said, you do not, if you think that, you have not seen Luke Sarver throw the football like I have over the years and what he's got as a weapon. And the guys that can catch the football, Ryan, Luke, Havman, you know, and Osing, yep. These guys can catch the football with the extra point going through. Albie takes a 14-7 lead. 11:32 to go, first half. We'll be right back with your People's State Bank kickoff.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal at Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
Ready, set, go. Your People's State Bank mobile app, their new mobile app, and their kickoff. Bosser puts a toe in this one, and this one's going to sail into the end zone, and there will be no run back. And Albia's defense will come back out with a 14-7 lead here, 11:32 to go in the first half. An impressive drive by the Blue Demons, throwing it, running it, and Dan asserting their will in moments where they had to.
Absolutely, and you mentioned just before the break there about, you know, folks saying, well, why don't we throw it more? Two reasons. One, quite honestly, yes, we can, and Coach Farrington's been telling us that all year long because we do have a quarterback in Luke Sarver with many weapons and targets. The other reason we haven't thrown much is Carter Isley, 1,850 yards rushing coming tonight. You know, why would you throw when you've got that weapon and you didn't need him? They practice against one of the best defenses all year long, so it's there for him.
Oh, here's a ton of brick hits right at the handoff, and is that...
Bulldog
Lawless. Blake Lawless shot through there, and that'll be a loss of a yard on a play. And Christian, you can start to see this defense start to get some confidence in what it's doing out there.
Oh, yeah. Blake shot right through their hole. He comes up and he makes a perfectly formed tackle right there. Everyone in the fans, they should take notes on that tackle.
Second down and 11 here. Albia with a 14-7 lead. Here's a counterplay going the other direction. And brought down Ryan Sarver with the read and with the tackle. Sarver, who's had just a huge second half of the season. He was already having a big first half, Dan, but he has lit it up here in this last half of his senior season.
You know, he has. He's a leading tackler on this team, coming in with 73 total tackles, which is a huge number. Just an outstanding read. That counterplay they do is just as effective as what we do on other teams, and most teams don't catch that. And so, and we got one. We're going to have to get them all every time they do it tonight. But, boy, Ryan shot that gap and was in the backfield with the tackle.
14-7 Albia. Third down and 12 here for Clarinda. Quarterback rolls, throws a pass in the flat, nearly picked off a lateral play.
Hook and ladder.
And the hook and ladder is on down the sideline. Well defended there by Hunter Weldon. That will go for a first down all the way out to the 40-yard line. Weldon came up and made the hit, Dan, but a great play by the receiver to pitch it out just as he caught the ball. I mean, literally as he caught the football.
Oh, he was getting whacked at it. And really, Hunter, I think, was trying to make a play for the ball, which I really like. He had a good read on it. He was trying to jump in front of that route. Just was a step shy of getting there, which was, I thought, just a great defensive play on him. And a well-designed play. Coach Shelvin, the Cardinals here, to do that hook and ladder. They pitched it immediately, and he got whacked in the process. So I got a first down.
T, you're going to see everything in everybody's playbook tonight.
Like the backyard, man.
Here's the play running to the right side. Has some running room. And then tripped up and brought down. A lot of room out there on the right side. But Albie did a good job of stretching it to the sideline. It'll be a gain of about 3 on the play, Dan. But that looked like it could set up for something a whole lot more.
Oh, absolutely. Tony Leshen did a good job getting in there first to kind of trip him up, slow up, jet. Ketwick at first. And then Ryan Sarver once again in there to finish up the tackle and brought him down. Again, they picked up 3-4 yards. But that could have been about a 20 or better yard gainer.
So. 9:50 to go here first half. Albie with a 14-7. Lead. Clarinda with the football at the 44-yard line of the Cardinals. Second down and 6 here. Clarinda, the quarterback, rolls back, pump fakes, throws a fade pattern down the sidelines. It's underthrown and right there to make the INT. Hunter Weldon on your River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turnovers brought to you by our friends from River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the river every Sunday morning, 9:30. And how about that, Big D? How about that?
Well, they keep making plays like that. I'm going to throw your shoulder out. I'm sitting there jacking, chasing up because I know I can't talk in the moment.
I see Doc Sarver in the morning.
This is, again, a great job of scouting by the Blue Demons. When they come in with that split receiver, split end out there. Normally it's 11 in the box cut people. It's all 11 inside a tackle-to-tackle kind of area. When they come out split, it's almost always going to be a pass play. Hunter Weldon knew that, and he read the pass play. It was a little hitch and go, and he just picked up the interception. Great play out of Hunter Weldon.
Albia with the football from the 31-yard line. Eyes over left side. Sidesteps the defender out across the 35. Close to that 40-yard line. Going to be short of the 40-yard line, about the 39. Again, of about 8 yards, maybe 7 on that first down. And Big T, I'll tell you what, when you get to Carter Isley's mojo going, buddy, look out.
I tell you, man, he is a tank to bring down, but those guys up front are just getting it done right now.
And we heard that last week, Carter talking about how he just appreciates the line blocking for him, and he gets more momentum because of that.
Here is a second down play again, running with the football. Is Sarver faked the handoff. A great block by Baker. Matt Baker.
Took two guys.
There comes the flag as Sarver was hit on the sidelines and pushed into the bench. And that will move him downfield. But I'll tell you what, how about that fake, Big T? Selling is Luke Sarver.
I tell you what, man, I need him in Knoxville. he is something else.
I'll tell you what, Christian, I love the way, and then he gets knocked out of bounds and put into the bench, and all he does is get back up. He didn't say nothing. The flag came in. It was a late hit, and Sarver just got him and said, this is what I do.
Yeah, but what I do like, he did take a moment to talk to officials to make sure they understand what's going on here. You know, if these guys want to get chippy and pay personal foul, the fans here, I don't know what game they're watching here. When you hit the man 5 steps out, that is not the way to play football. Well, that may be the way Coach Shelby wants to coach it and teach it, but that's not the way you play it. It's the right call out there, and Luke Sarver is going to make sure the official knows that he's got it right.
The ball marked down to the 37-yard line of Albia. Albia with the football, first and 10. First Iowa State Bank first down, 8:57 to go here in this first half, 14-7 Albia. And the Blue Demons on the march once again. The Southern Iowa Technology text line. Ankeny is tuned in. Go Big Blue. We're behind you all the way and so proud of you. Love you, number 83.
Get some scoring updates after this play, Jason. I've got them.
Power eye formation for the Blue Demons from the 37 to Clarinda. Here is the Carter Isley over left side, running room all the way down to the 31-yard line. A pickup of about 6-7 yards on first down. And Carter, the Iceman, Isley racking off big yards on first down.
Going to the GP Insurance big board here. Pekin leads Lisbon 21-0 in the second. Pella leads Newton in the rematch there of a district game 27-0 in the second quarter. Van Meter leads Central Decatur 7-6 in the second round. Central Decatur beat Pella Christian last week. And Van Buren and Mount Air are tied at 0-0. CMB and Hampton Dumont are 0-0 in the second quarter. With that scoring update, that's again the GP Insurance big board. We got a timeout on the field with Clarinda.
Clarinda calls timeout. 8:27 to go here in this first half. 14-7. Albie with the lead, and we're going to keep it right here and get to our Southern Iowa Technology text line as the texts come in fast and furious on this football Monday night. Amy Brown and family checking in from Centerville. Hello to everyone in Centerville. I know we got a lot of people listening throughout Southern Iowa. Some who follow Albia every Friday night, but a lot of our friends from our district schools, and they're rooting for Albia tonight, and we're glad to have all of them along here on this football Monday night.
Well, just like we've had in years past, too, when we've not had as much success, you want your district teams or your conference of teams to do well. It shows well for Southern Iowa. Oftentimes, Southern Iowa doesn't get the respect it deserves in football because Northern Iowa has a lot of good quality programs. And so you want to see us do well. You want to know that when you played somebody, you played one of the better teams if you can't advance yourself. And so we really appreciate them listening in. We need all the support we can get. Maybe just slightly in a little dark, quiet spot, you can cheer for the Blue Demons a little bit, but appreciate you listening in.
We all become fans of Southern Iowa, no doubt about that. Yeah. And you think about the great runs that we have chased the Centerville teams and when they went to state into different sports. Same with Davis County and Sheraton. So we're all fans tonight of Southern Iowa football. Albia with the football and a 14-7 lead here. Second down four from the Clarinda 32-yard line. Luke Sarver under center. Pitch and reverse. Rolling back is Bear. Slips up. Throws it to Matt Baker towards the end zone. Oh, in and out of the hands of the touchdown maker.
Now, how about that? Blake Bear, who comes in the Eagle formation here. Someone say, why is your wide receiver throwing that? Well, Blake Bear is our backup quarterback. Very accomplished. He slipped and did a great job of gathering himself to make sure he could get that throw off right and just about put it right on the button to Matt Baker at the goal line.
Big shout to Owen Hyatt, my buddy. He's going to be a big-time Blue Demon football player. He's checking in back in Albia. Go Big Blue from Lauren Bear. Also want to give a shout-out to the Josh Major family who's got us tuned in. They say roll Demons. Here's a third down carry. Running with it, Carter Isley fighting for the first down. He's going to be very close to that first down marker, Big T. Looked like maybe about a half yard short.
Let's see. Yep, about a half yard.
a good hard run there. Good job, Clarinda, trying to strip the ball from Carter, but you just saw him not only have that ball tucked in high and tight in his chest like Coach Staten talks about, but then took his left hand and grabbed that in and make sure that it didn't get stripped loose. So very good job, not only Clarinda, but more importantly of Carter Isley.
7:55 to go here. Fourth down and two. Albia going for it. You hear the fans come to their feet. The Blue Demons with the football inside the 30-yard line of Clarinda. Here's the handoff. Isley, size of the defender. He's on his way inside the 20-yard line. Brought down the 19. And the first Iowa State Bank first down, and here comes a flag.
And we are in. I don't like where the flag's thrown. That looks more at the line of scrimmage. Holding on the Blue Demons.
I'll tell you what, gentlemen, I have seen Centerville Pancake Day pancakes not get pancaked like Hunter Gross just took his defender right there. And I think that's what the officials saw. And that's too bad. I don't know if he grabbed the jersey. You never know when you're watching everything happen. But, man alive. Yeah, sometimes the defender just gets bowled over to the ground.
Yeah, and that's this unfortunate play brings up now 4th and 10 for the Blue Demons. That looks like the Blue Demons are going to go for it. I wouldn't be surprised if we try to do a little hard count maybe.
4th down and 10 for the Blue Demons. Wouldn't be surprised if they're going to come right out of the power eye formation. Sarver comes under center. Luke rolls back. Has time, plants, fade pattern down the sidelines, and incomplete. And Albia will turn the ball over. And I'll tell you what, Coach said assignment alignment football and mistake-free football will win the football game. Christian, Albia had its opportunity there, and a mistake cost him a drive.
Yeah, that's right. They had a little hold in play there. I didn't see who it was on, but that little penalty right there, it's a big factor in the game. You can't have those.
Well, I think our streamlines may have filled up. So here's the deal, folks. I think we have our regular KIC streamline number one filled up. You can go to streamline number two and three. Even though they say another team's game, we are moving those the broadcast so we can enjoy as the streamlines are really filled up tonight. Here's a carry at number one with the football. Luke Strong brought down in the backfield. Again, a loss of about 4 on that carry.
Blake Bear was the one in the initial hit and finished the tackle off and lost him. Yeah, it's marking it off a whole 3 yards back. I have one more scoring update. I'm not sure if he's listening in. I know he's here tonight. Owen Hoberman's always excited to know about how his alma mater, Valley, is doing, and on the GP insurance scoreboard, we've got Valley leading Johnston 7-0 in the second quarter.
Go Big Blue, listening or working late in Albia. Jealous, Sarah, my wife is here. Wish I was, or there, I wish I was, and that's JP. Here's the runoff, and boy, brought down right away.
Bulldog, oh my gosh.
A loss again, and I'll tell you what, I've said it on the last year, it looked like Albia was starting to figure out this defense, or this offense, Christian.
Oh, yeah. No, it takes a couple drives. I mean, they have a great offense. It's so tricky, especially with that spin back. You really don't know who has the ball. So they're doing a great job of looking who has the ball and finding it.
What I really appreciated was listening to Coach Oda for talk about in practice, and the players did too, about how they practice without a football. Just hit the man in front of you. Don't worry if he's got the ball or not. And I think that's starting to pay off here, that repetition.
Third down, 13, 6:08 to go. The quarterback rolls back. Here's some pressure. Throws it across the middle of the field. Tipped in. Oh, what a play by Tony Leshen. He came in right as the ball was going into the hands of the receiver. He knocked it away, and I'll tell you what, he's made some big INTs, but that was the biggest play you're going to see Tony make all year.
Perfect defense right there. I mean, he was just there right when that ball arrived, knocked it away. Great defense, Tony Leshen.
Really like the fact he came in, it came over the top. He didn't grab the receiver. He just was knowing that the only option he had wasn't don't tackle him because that's a completion. Don't worry about the interception. Just knock the ball loose. And out of the sophomore, the awareness there, very smart, heady play by Tony Leshen.
Jet Ketwick back in the punt formation. Albia
leading tailback here, so don't anything can happen here.
Got it. Play assignment defense. 4:13 to go, or 4th down and 13. 6:02 to go here in this first half. 14-7 Albia. Here comes a snap. It's a line drive punt and picked up by Bear. Bear gets by the first man, trying to get to the right side, and will be ran out of bounds. And a flag comes in late, and that'll likely be a block in the back. But of course, I didn't see it. I was looking over to the sideline. Bear just couldn't get away from the return man.
Really thought with the low kick like that his better option. I know they got a return kind of set up would have been to the right side of the field. But boy, you just as much saying you got to get there. And there is indeed a penalty on the Blue Demons. So that's something that's not going to bode well in the end of the game, is to have that many Blue Demon penalties. So it'll still be 1st and 10 nonetheless. But we'll have a little more work cut out for us as the ball is placed just inside our own 29-yard line.
5:56 to go, first half. 14-7 Albia. And Christian Albee's going to get the ball to begin the second half. A five-minute drive here by the Blue Demons going into the halftime break would be huge.
Oh, yes. If you get that five-minute 56 drive where we score the ball into the end zone, we have that momentum, and we get the ball back. This is going to be a crucial possession.
Albee with the football. Ball at the 24-yard line. Sarver comes under center. Offset eye. Here's the handoff running with Isley. Isley fighting forward. Has a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. Not a lot of running room there, but does a good job making something out of nothing.
Really like the way he falls forward and picks up that extra half yard to yard. So good play there. And again, the Blue Demons work really hard at trying to finish the first half with the ball in their hands and getting some points on the board. We've seen that consistently over the last several years. And so they'll mix this up a little bit with some pass plays as needed and certainly try to heavy dose of running between KJ Carter, and don't be surprised if Matt Baker would get one.
Albee with the football, second down here. Here's Isley again, straight ahead, runs into a big number 75 that time, Jared DeVoe. And that'll be a gain of about a yard, and DeVoe's a big, big boy, Dan, 6'4", 310.
Yeah, he is, you know, and again, what's nice, he's trying to arm tackle, which he's a big enough man he can get away with that on most running backs, but when you've got 6'1", 220, Carter Isley, Carter's able to fall forward again, get a hard yard. It's not a lot, but it's a good hard yard. Brings up about a third and six situation now with the ball on the Blue Demon 28-yard line.
Dave and Cody Clark say roll big blue from Casa Grande, Arizona. Third down and five. Here's Isley trying to get the pitch. Has a little block across the 30, 35, out to the 40-yard line. Here comes a flag and late. I'll tell you what, unreal. I have no idea how you could hold somebody when you're at the second level, Dan.
No.
And that flag's going to come in. It's going to be a hold on Albee. Now we'll wait and see. The Albee got the first down.
I'm not sure what they're catching here. I'm not going to be professed to even see this, but downfield like that, yeah. It's just so rare that it would even be a holding. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul will bring it. It was about to 35 was the holding. We were well past that on the first down, but now we'll bring the ball back down for third and nine as the ball is placed on the 25.
14-7 Albee, 4:43 to go here. Ball at the 25-yard line of the Blue Demons. Albee with the football.
No, it'd be nice to just a little out route pattern right here. You don't have to go for the touchdown. Just get a little 5-yard out route and get a first down.
Offset eye. Here's a pitch trying to get to that left side. Isley slips up in the backfield. It'll be brought down. He really did slip up that time, T. That's unfortunate because he had that wall set up.
Sorry. He just lost his footing. I mean, there was a hole there, but unfortunately just fell down.
Fourth down play here. Albee looks to go into punt formation. Sarver will be standing back to punt. Three receivers out here to the right side. One back all the way back there is the speedster. Here comes the kick. High, booming kick down this left sideline. Great kick there by Sarver. Takes a big bounce, rolls inside the 20. Oh, what a huge pass inside the 15 all the way down to the 13-yard line. I'll tell you what, T, I know he can throw it. I didn't realize he could kick it like that. That's wow.
He can do anything, man. I tell you what, that was a nice kick, good roll.
Just a great job setting up, and the Blue Demons coming out with the old standard punt formation where they first send a man in motion, he gets set, and then Matt Baker comes across for a potential sweep play to see what the defense does, and it's an audible if they need it.
Lost opportunities, Dan, really. The flags coming in here, the penalties have hurt Albee at crucial times. You know, you get first down, and then you have it marked back twice now in the last two drives to stop the drive for the Blue Demons, so Albie's going to have to sharpen that up. But right now, the Blue Demons have the lead, 14-7, 3:53 to go in this first half. Clarinda with the football from their own 13-yard line. They'll stay in their wing T set. Here's a counter play running with over the right side. Brought down. Ryan Sarver right there again to make the stop. A gain of about a yard, and that is it, Big C.
Oh, yeah, no. Another great read by Ryan Sarver. Seeing the ball and running straight to it and made a good form tackle on number 25. He's such a quick kid on number 25, so anytime you get a great-looking tackle on him like that, that's pretty impressive. So.
You know, and again, that's just sticking to your assignment, the defense knowing what their job is. Ryan's not worried about the quarterback going one way or the other. He's looking at his keys and read them right now the last two times they've tried that counter.
3:20 to go here, first half, 14-7 Albee. Here's the quarterback rolling back. Here's a pressure brought down.
Yes!
Boy, what a delayed blitzer. And that is that Ryan Sarver once again?
Ryan Sarver.
Man, he is playing possessed, Dan.
Yeah, you know, he's really feeling it. He's getting adjusted. And that's what you see after a couple, three possessions. You start to, if a good team, if you're going to be a good team, team. You'll have to adjust to this offense, and you're starting to see the team really start to figure it out. Still got to stay disciplined. You can't start freelancing here because each one has to do their job, but what a great job on that delayed blitz to come in and get the sack. Brings up a third and 13 situation, ball in their own 10.
2:50 to go here. Ball right at the, let's say it, call it the 9-yard line. Clarinda with the football. Big third down play here. Here's the counter play run over the right side. Sidesteps the defender. Boy, a good run there for Clarinda, but it goes for about 4 yards. It's going to bring a fourth down and 8. But he was stuck in the backfield and a little juke and picked up another 3 yards.
Luke Strong was able to sidestep, as you said, and then Brendan Bassett coming from the left side was able to slide underneath as well. Brings up a fourth and 9 situation, which obviously Clarinda is going to have to punt. With 2:18 and a clock running, there's a chance for the Blue Demons yet to have one more possession before the half to see if they can get a couple more points on the board.
How about a special teams play right here, Big T?
That'd be awesome. Just watch this shifty little guy back here punting the ball.
Fourth down 8. Here's the snap, the kick, and it's off the side of his foot and rolls out of bounds. Boy, that's a big break for the Blue Demons. The ball rolls out of bounds at the 35-yard line of Clarinda, and we'll take that special teams play, even though it I'll tell you what, Dan, that is a break for Albion right there.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I would have liked to have seen the return. We had two return guys back, so you knew something was being set up for the Blue Demons. I don't know if Jet Ketwick saw that as well, and he was a little nervous because that punt came way off his foot just the wrong way. Blue Demons will take over from the Clarinda 36-yard line, again, with just under 2 minutes, minute 57 in the first half, to see if we can't get one score before the break.
Albion will go to the four-receiver set, two receivers each side of the field, and then Coach Yelp is going to call timeout. Let's look right now and go to our Southern Iowa Technology text line as Clarinda calls timeout. 1:57 to go here in the first half. 14-7, Albion with the lead. Let's go Big Blue. The Cadell family listening in. Going to work. Go Big Blue. Love you, cuz. That's Phil Summers checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Matt Baker's grandma and grandpa checking in from the Northern Wisconsin. Thanks for the stream. Go Big Blue. Well, we're glad to have you along on this football Monday night.
They have all kinds of streams out there in Wisconsin, but there's none better than the KIC streaming going on right now.
did they hire Big 12 refs again? That was a great question brought in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Mike, Tiffany,
Alea, and Lily Rockwell checking in from home in Albia. Go Big Blue.
Dan, you got a text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line?
I got on the GP Insurance Big Board. We've got a CMB has scored first in that game with the touchdown lead. Hampton Dumont 7-0 in the second. Central Decatur leads Van Meter 18-7 in the second. We got more scores coming in. We'll get those later.
How about this one? This is one of our good buddies. Uncle Mark checking in from Victorville, California. Go Big Blue on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. I'll be with the football. Two receivers each side of the field. Sarver in the shotgun. Here comes a snap, rolls back and blitz. Throws it across the middle of the field. Oh, in and out of the hands of Blake Bear. The pressure was coming on Big T, and I like the way that Luke stayed in there and got rid of that football as he was being hit.
Man, Luke stayed in there. That was awesome. And you know, hit Blake, you know, and I think Blake kind of looked up to see where he was going to go with the ball before he had it.
Yeah, it was the throw was just a little low, just below the hip, but still Blake was able to get his hands on it. It's a catch he's got to make. And Luke, big-time play there to stay in that pocket, take a hit himself, and get the ball delivered where it needed to go.
Second down, 10. Sarver rolls back, has a little bit of pressure, gets away from the first guy, rolls to the left side. Pump fakes, throws it across his body, complete!
Well, nice job!
That is a Blake Bear on the reception, and what a throw by Luke Sarver going through the left side, had to plant and throw across his body back the other way for a completion and move those chains for a first Iowa State Bank first down.
And Blake Bear, who's been the backup quarterback, what you don't see that at the high school level. He came back to get that throw. Came back. Most receivers don't do that. They expect the quarterback to get it to him every time. Great recognition out of Blake Bear to go get that ball and get the first down.
1:37 to go. Sarver rolls back, plants, throws it a little, just in on the hand.
There.
Yes.
That was hot.
Baker had run a little stop pattern, and boy, Luke had a little zip on that one, and Baker couldn't hold on to it. Second down, 10. The ball at the 24-yard line. Albion knocking on the door here, 14-7. Albion will get the ball to begin the second half, so this is a huge drive right here. The last three drives for Albia. Albia has shot itself in the foot. They need to punch one in right here. Sarver rolls back, plants, throws it to the flat, to his brother, Ryan Sarver. At the 20, brought down inside the 20-yard line. A gain of about, let's call it 5 yards.
Yeah, and again, that's not a huge pass play, but it's a really, really well-designed pass play. We've got plenty of time. I know the excitement's here, and everyone's all decided. We got plenty of time to get this scored. We just need to hit the underneath route, see what the receivers can do after they catch it.
Roger George checking in from Vermeer. Coach Gino family listening in. And here's a play, and Sarver will be brought out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. Luke to Ryan, and that's going to bring up a fourth down at about three, and I think we're going to get a timeout on the play here.
Yep, Blue Demons want to call timeout, get a little chance to breathe here, I think. It's a good timeout there. I
got
a
score here, 49-0, Pella with the lead.
Yeah, and that's a rematch that they really Pella took care of Newton in the first time in their district play, and so you knew that was going to probably be a lopsided game. Newton being one of the few rarities of a four seed winning the first round game. Also on the GP Insurance Big Board, we've got Regina, powerhouse that is them, the parochial school leading Panorama 23-0 in the second. Fremont Mills Tabor leads Melcher Dallas 16-0 in the first. And Mount Air, our first game of the season, scores first on Van Buren 7-0 just across the county over.
If I was a Mount Air fan, I would have bought my dome tickets after week one, seeing what they have. They are as good as they get in Class A. Fourth down four here. Another big fourth down play for the Blue Demons. The ball at the 17-yard line. 14-7, your score here. 1:02 to go in this first half. Albia inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Your local Wellmark representative, Sarver, with the offset eye here. Here's the handoff. Running with it is the Iceman Isley inside the 10-yard line. Fights for the first down, and the Albion will have a first down goal to go from the 6-yard line. And how about that gaping hole that was a left side big T? Albion just moved bodies around.
Holy cow, man. Those linemen, they weren't ready for that. We came back with a run, and we just blew them off the line.
See, and again, that's what Coach Farrington, and we talked to him at our meeting last night with the coaches, you know, talked about balancing this offense, really keep the defense on its heels. Blue Demons come up quickly. Sarver gets the ball, hands it right away to Carter Isley. Takes up the left side flag again, Jason.
And that's going to be just short of the goal line. But man alive, we've earned or been called for a hold tonight more than we have the entire previous 10 football games. And that is a hold on the Blue Demons. And I'm not saying that they're not deserved or earned, but this is unseen.
It's something when you talk about, and Christian can probably elaborate on that more, when Coach Dykstra talks about the shoulder blocking, we don't use the hands that much. It's more of a shoulder technique, and it really should eliminate most of the holdings. I understand the hands still come up, but it's just it's something we don't teach in terms of a different style of blocking. Isn't that right, Christian?
Oh yeah, I guess I don't know what they're calling here. I'm seeing shoulder blocks, and it's hard to do that, get a holding call with just using your shoulder.
Here's Luke Sarver rolling to the right side, gets rid of it, and incomplete. The pressure was on. And, Dan, I think he could have ran for that one.
Yeah, you know, he really wants to be able to showcase his ability to pass and get his other teammates involved. But I think that was an opportunity where Luke just needs to tuck it and run and see if he can pick up a few yards. You know, it wasn't going to be necessarily a touchdown, but I think he could have got some real positive yards out of that play and got us close to a short third down and goal situation.
28 seconds to go here, first half. Albion with a 14-7 lead. Luke Sarver will stay in the shotgun. Two receivers each side of the field. Sarver rolls back, plants, throws it to the right side, and over Matt Baker's head. And that's going to bring a third down and 15. Just a little juiced up on that throw there, and goes out of bounds. A big third down play here. Albia has one timeout. Really, the time is not the factor here, Dan.
No.
You can't get a first down. It's third down and goal to go from the 15-yard line.
Yeah, and so just got to drop the play here. Everyone do their job here. If it's a pass play again, Luke just got to stand and drive it right through the chest. He's got the arm strength. He doesn't need to float him high.
Sarver rolls back. Here comes the pressure once again. Plants throws it up into the end zone. It's underthrown, and Ryan Sarver went to go get it and couldn't come up with it. And this is going to bring a fourth down here. And Albie looks like it's going to send his field goal unit on. And a big stop here for the Cardinals, guys.
Yeah, it really is, and I do like this going for the field goal here for Albie to try to kick it on Clarinda. We haven't had an opportunity to kick many, but we've got really a good leg. We got the wind somewhat at our back as much as there is. Justin Bossert has a very strong leg. He doesn't have to do anything more than he's done all year long on the extra points. Just kick the ball to the line. He needs to keep the pressure out and see what we can come up with.
And Coach Shield is going to call a timeout. 19 seconds to go, first half, 14-7. Albie with the lead. They'll get the half at the halftime break. They'll get the ball to begin the third quarter. So if Albion can get another 3 points up on the board, that is going to be huge. We missed our opportunity, see. We've had our opportunities, and for the last three drives on third down, Albion's holding penalty has kept him the drives cut short.
Yeah, no, penalties just kill you in this game, and you can't have penalties when you're when you're 5 yards to the goal line, 3 yards to the goal line, 1 yard to the goal line. You just can't have those. You got to make sure you don't have those hands in the area where the ref can see them. And we shoulder block, so
right.
We got to focus on using our shoulder, not our hands.
Southern Iowa Technology text line, go Albia, Vicky Ogier and Ogier. And I apologize if I got that wrong. And family cheering from Kansas City. Run hard, Carter Isley. He has all night long.
All season long. That man has been special. Blue Demons come out again. We're going to attempt the field goal.
19 seconds left here. This is going to be a 32-yard field goal attempt by Bossert. Yeah. Sarver will do the holding. With 19 seconds to go here in the first half.
Clarendon is looking to send a few extra bodies on the right side to get the block.
Here's the snap. The hold is there. The kick is high enough, long enough. This got left foot in it. Is it good enough? And Bossert from 32 yards out gives Albia a 10-0 or 10-point lead here, 17-7, 14 seconds. And I'll tell you what, T, that's as big of a field goal that we've seen in Albia history.
He had another at least another 10 yards on that.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. Hopefully he recognized that because, you know, we could line him up with that wind at his back. I'd take him at almost a 45-yard field goal.
Terry Thomas checking in. Keep it rolling, Blue Demons. Her and Brian Dye got us on. Hello to everyone back at the Eagles Club. We'll have your Eagles impact player of this first half. And see, it was so important for Albie to get points on that drive after its previous missed opportunities.
Yeah, they just made a two-point possession game there. And now they also got the momentum on the side. And guess who gets the ball first? The Blue Demons.
And that's a great point, Christian, and it's where the Blue Demons want to be. Now the key will be here to hopefully get maybe one more touchback with 14 and a half seconds here. But we'd really like to see another touchback from Justin Bossert, as he's got 29 on the season now. So he's got the leg. He's got the
absolutely
win.
Absolutely. You do not want to return here.
Yep.
14 seconds to go first half. Albie with a 17-7 lead here. Here comes your People's State Bank kickoff. High. Deep kick. This one's going to be fielded at about the 3-yard line on the return. And bringing it back is Luke Strong. Strong
head
brought down. A ton of brick hits right there by Ryan Sarver. And once again, if you have been hit like a ton of bricks, like Ryan Sarver running into your car, and your car gets hit like that, you want to get the 3D paint and body and let Randy get you back on the road. Your 3D paint and body bringing you your ton of brick hits, and Ryan Sarver right there to deliver.
Boy, that was a great coverage, special teams coverage. Again, Coach Hill, we talked to him in the pregame about how they really works hard and practicing the special teams to be special. So great job on him. Again, we're going to have a couple chances, some plays here with 9 seconds left in the half. So Blue Demons got to find a way to stop this. Direct snap to the fullback right up the middle. 2 yards, nothing there.
And 5 seconds and counting, and that likely will be the final play of this first half. And the Blue Demons will take a 17-7 lead to the halftime break. We'll take a break and come right back with your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half and your impact player of this first half, brought to you by the Eagles Club. You're listening to Blue Demon Football on your sports leader, KIIC.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee.
And the third quarter, 17-7, Albia with the lead. Running with the football over on the left side, brought down the backfield. A loss of about a half a yard on the play. And once again, Ryan Sarver there to gobble up Luke Strong.
Ryan Sarver had 8 tackles in on solo or assisted. 8 tackles that first half. Leading tackler once again for the Blue Demons, followed by Blake Lawless. So certainly we've called both interior linebackers' names a lot tonight. We look for a good second half as well for them to continue that on with a 3rd down and 8 now. The ball on the Clarinda 42.
9:40 to go, third quarter. Big 3rd down play here for Clarinda. Little quarterback's going to fake the counter play, run over the right side, has the 1st down into Albia territory, all the way down to the 43-yard line, and that will move the chains for Clarinda.
Well played and well schemed there by Clarinda. Tony Leshen with the tackle was able to get his hands wrapped around him, but boy, not without the 1st down gain. Tony did a great job of not extending his hands all the way up to the shoulder pads and getting a horse collar call, so nice job of tackling to get it, but it's unfortunately that they were picked up the 1st down.
Ball now at the Albia 43-yard line after the 1st down carry. Clarinda, spin move. Quarterback's going to keep it once again. This time he'll be wrapped up after a short gain. Gain of about 2 yards. Again, he fakes the handoff to the spin back and then fakes the pitch and keeps it himself. Really tough to pick up, Big T. And Albia has done a good job, you know, for the better half of a quarter and a half anyway. Albia's defense has really sniffed this thing out.
They have. You know, they've been playing their assignments. They've been filling their gaps where they needed to be and doing a good job.
Coach Kirkland and family listening from home tonight on Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Second down, 8 here. Here's the quarterback going to keep it once again. Brought down, again, little to no gain. Ball just inside the 40-yard line. A third down coming up here for Clarinda. Third down, and let's call it a third down and 8.
So good job there on the second down play. And, again, as always, as important as the next play. So third down and 8. We'll see if the Blue Demons can get one more stop here. Slow this offense down, get the ball back in their hands, and see if we can't get a score.
8:30 to go here in the third quarter. Clarinda with the football just inside the 40-yard line of Albia. Third down play here. Quarterback pump and throws it, and it's complete. And falling forward for the first down, faked the two handoffs, jumped up in the air, and threw it to the tight end. Well defended, Dan, but it was just enough for a first down, and that'll move the chains. Clarinda with the football at the Albia 31.
Yeah, well-designed play there, and I think it was just a case where we didn't recognize the fact that the receiver came off the line of scrimmage. As soon as they break and don't look to block, you've got to be in their grill quickly. We just didn't react quick enough to try to break that pass play. But it was a good play, though, with a little jump pass there.
8:12 to go here in this third quarter. Clarinda with the football, and Albia with the lead. Here's the quarterback. Gets by two defenders on his way inside the 25-yard line. Slipped through a couple of defenders. Albia missed a couple of tackles there, Big C, and he's finding some big yardage.
Yeah, they had a couple of good guys blocking, made a pretty good hole for him, and unfortunately we didn't wrap up. We had the one-arm tackles, and you can't tackle a quick guy like number 25 with just one arm.
You know, and I wouldn't be surprised to get to halftime, and they've been coached up and talking about the different things they need to do, but it's just a little different when you're not out there, you know, that you just kind of lose a little bit of that focus, because it's an offense that you got to be sharp every play, and we certainly saw us do that as we finished the half, but we've got to get back in that mode right here, right now.
Second down and 2 for Clarinda. They'll send a split to the far side. Here's the quarterback going to keep it straight ahead and met the line of scrimmage and push back, and that's going to be a little to no gain. Well read that time as the directional snap came right to number 21, J.J. Clark, and he'll lose about a half a yard on the play.
Nice job again. Normally when they split up, that's a heavy opportunity for a pass play, but the Blue Demons interior, they can't worry about that. They've got to still do their assignments. Brett Freshwater didn't care about the wide receiver. He went right up the gap where he was supposed to go and hit that fullback on that direct snap, J.J. Clark, and stopped him from getting the first down, but does bring up a third and 1.
Alan Sellers checking in from Sigourney. Jason, don't you dare be seen wearing a Cyclone shirt. Go Southern Iowa football. Here's the quarterback. Again, the directional snap to 21, and he'll fall forward. He's going to be very close to that first down marker. He will wait for the spot here. Sigourney's knows how this offense is ran, Dan.
Yeah, and they're going more for those short yards, not trying to bust every play open, and that's to their strength. Again, it's a great rushing team on this season. When you've got four guys that have rushed for over 300 yards, almost 400 yards or better, one over 1,000, two at 8, and 700 each respectively. So, I mean, it's a quality running team.
First down now for Clarinda after the first down carry. Ball right at the 20-yard line of Albia. Here's the quarterback again, going to keep it this time. Hit and brought down, a loss of a yard on the play. Well read that time, Big T.
Yeah, those guys, they're playing their assignments. I mean, I just love that. They're just, you know, doing what they're supposed to do and getting those gaps and great stop.
Let's go Blue. Katrina, Taylor, Brianna Sample listening in at home on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Cheering from here. Our hearts are there. Go Big Blue. The Bears checking in as well. Second down, 10. No gain of last play here. 6:18 to go in the third quarter. Albia out in front, 17-7. Here's the counter play. Hit in the backfield and brought down. Blake Bear steps in and makes the big-time tackle. A loss of about a yard, maybe two on the play.
What a great play. And, again, recognizing their assignment, getting a little more focused here as we get in that red zone. Good job. Brings up third down and 11 now for the Clarinda Cardinal. Do have some scoring updates from the GP Insurance Big Board. Central Decatur leads Van Meter 26-7 at the half. CMB is tied with Hampton Dumont at the half, 7-7.
Well, that's a tight one.
Pekin leads Lisbon Maryland 27-6 at half. Pella leads Newton 49-0 in the third. Fremont Mills-Tabor leads Melcher Dallas 38-0 in the second.
Third down 11 here. Another big third down play for Clarinda. The quarterback hands it off to the right side with some running room. Fighting inside the 20-yard line. Brought down after a 4-yard gain. That's going to bring a fourth down and 7 here. Big T, this is a big, big play right here for both teams.
Big play right here because you know they're going for it. And just need to button her up right now.
Mrs. Mott and family listening to the game, write your story to the Dome Boys, and part of that story is being written right here. And they're going to send their field goal team on. Wow.
Go try a field goal, and I quite honestly don't have any scout on their ability to kick here. We'll see. We'll see what they've got for leg. They do have the wind at their back again. Yep. It's that strong wind blowing from the south to the north.
Kick it from the right hash, and here comes the snap. The kick is up high enough. It looks long enough, but is it good enough? And it is good enough, and Clarinda makes it a touchdown football game on their opening drive of the second half. They march it downfield. Albia's defense rises to the occasion and allows them only three. But with 4:58 to go in this third quarter, Albia out in front 17-10. A People's State Bank kickoff to come after this timeout.
Right now at U.S. Cellular, you can get four lines with 10 gigs for just $140 a month.
$140!
And upgrade your phone every year.
Every year!
It's the best plan in wireless, so we brought in Hype Man to help promote it for some reason.
Hype Man!
Uh-huh. U.S. Cellular. Hello better.
Hello!
New retail installment contract and shared connect plan required. ETF payoff up to $350 per line. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular for more details. Boyd's has four locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Here's your People's State Bank kickoff on the return. Hunter Weldon trying to get to the right side. Upfield across the 30-yard line. Baker had it, then handed off to Weldon. And Weldon does a good job of taking it out across the 30. And once again, Dan, a nice special teams play there. And had Matt Baker kept the ball that time, he was going to see a whole lot of grass on that Albie sideline.
Yeah, I mean, obviously our hope is that we won't have too many more kick returns. I was kind of hoping we'd fake the handoff there and see what happens. Have one more scoring update that to me is just kind of interesting because it's a team we've played this year. Mount Air leads Van Buren 15-0 at the half. So a little bit of lead there. Good quality game going on over Mount Air.
Abbott with the football. The 7-point lead here for the Blue Demons after a field goal by Mount Air. Here's Carter Isley on his way across the 40-yard line. Dives forward. Picks up about three, maybe four on that first down carry.
Nice hole there for Carter Isley. Really like seeing that. Got a good positive yardage and kept rolling forward. So we just need to see the Blue Demon line. They need to keep pounding and firing out. Stay low below this big defensive front for Clarinda and see if we can push them back and get some good gains on the run plays.
Four-yard carry. Second down, 6 for Albia. High formation. Here's Isley again over that to left side. Run into the wall that is Clarinda and picks up a yard, and that is it. Good job by Clarinda of really filling that hole up, Dan. But look for the counter here. Look for a little pitch to even the near side.
Again, Coach State and Coach Farrington, the guys really calling the offensive plays here, just do a great job of setting up tendencies and habits. And so every play has a purpose, even if they don't go for a touchdown. So a good hard yard run there for Carter Isley, but really sets up this offense for the next play.
3:50 to go here in the third quarter, 17-10 Albia, third down and 6. Baker goes in motion to the right side, offset eye formation. Here's the pitch to Isley, trying to get to the right side. Has to spread it out, has the corner inside the 40, and being run out of bounds after he gets across the 40-yard line out to the 45, and did a great job, Dan, stretching it out. That's how that play works, and waited for his blocks to come there, got him, and gets the first down.
Really like it at the last minute, too. He had the first down, and he's got pressure coming. Really like seeing him lower that shoulder. The strength that he has, the size that he has, you know, he doesn't need to take any hits from any player, especially when you've got to the edge like there. You drop that shoulder, pick up another 2 or 3 yards after that hit and the tackle, but really makes that kid think, next time, am I going to come at him as strong or hard? It really sets up, so that's a great way to finish up a great run.
3:37 to go, third quarter. Albia on front, 17-10. First and 10, Blue Demons from the Albia 45-yard line. Here's Isley again over that left side, fights forward, finds some positive yardage, gets a gain of about 2 or 3 yards, but keep going at the inside, keep working that, and you'll get those big plays when you get to the outside.
That's right. You know, just punch it up the middle, and then you'll maybe score one on the outside.
You know, and with that stiff wind, too, it's going to be hard to pass the ball under this wind, really, but for much effectiveness, unless it's just a real short, quick hit play.
And chew up some clock here, and you get the wind out of the hand of Clarinda.
Yep.
Second down and 8. Here's a fake handoff. Isley running with it is Sarver. Gets a block, a big block from Matt Baker. Here's the flag.
No, it's not. That is not a block. block. That's Holy a great cow. Block by Matt Baker, getting his head in front of the defender. Just because he cleans them out does not make it a penalty. There are actually two flags. One came early. I don't know what that is, because that wasn't the block we hadn't even blocked yet. And if they're anticipating a block in the back, then that's just real poor officiating there. But say a holding once again.
How do you have a hold?
Outside.
There, but nonetheless, hey, you know what? These stripes are, the guys are doing their job, and we're up here, we do our job, but.
With the five-man officiating crew, we are now playing 16 players.
Got to find a way, boys.
That's right.
You do. That is how Coach did. Coach's not over there making excuses. I guarantee the coaching staff is not making excuses, and we aren't necessarily, but just. As it happened right in front of us, and Dan, I've coached, I played, I know the anticipation of the block in the back that the official thought could come in, but Baker did a good job of waiting for the defender to turn.
Yeah, as soon as he turned, he put his helmet on the front side, cleaned him out. I mean, it was a great hit, but it was not a block in the back. It wasn't on the side. He got himself to the front. He waited for the defender to turn, and the officials got to be recognizing that, you know, they just can't get caught up in the moment and think what's going to happen. They've got to see it and make sure they make the right call.
Well, they decline the block in the back, but they do no. They take the block in the back, but they decline the hold penalty. So it's going to be now second down and 22. The ball all the way back to the 33-yard line. Albie was actually had moved into Clarinda to the Clarinda side of the football field. Three receivers to the right side. Here's a rolling back is Sarver. Throws it up downfield to Ryan Sarver. Ryan backs up. Makes it
yes!
At the 40. At the far right. 30. Ryan Sarver.
Yes!
20.
Yes!
50.
Oh, yeah!
10. Take it to the house. Ryan Sarver from his twin. Luke Sarver. The twin connection. Touchdown Albion. And that was just a pure athletic.
Oh, holding
you
again.
Gotta be kidding
you
me.
Have got to be kidding me.
Unreal. Unreal. There is a hold on the play. There a flag back, and we'll wait for that.
He's already indicated holding.
Unreal.
You know,
I have had two football seasons of penalties displayed on this football field tonight. The last 2 years, I don't think Albie has had that many holding calls.
Again, it is so hard to get a hold when you're shoulder blocking. You know, I don't understand that how they even remotely said, I'm not watching inside. I'll still preface that.
There could have been a hold for sure, but nonetheless, it's still big, and we haven't seen that kind of holding entire year.
Yeah, we know what we've seen all year long, and that's certainly not been the Blue
Demon. The character of a football team. Not
right.
that they're not doing it tonight.
Right, and officials don't know that. But
oh, boy. That is a huge break again. Albia had scored a touchdown. Ryan Sarver, guys, you can't take away what he did there. You might take away the points, but his effort was incredible.
Yeah, that's a tough pass, too, in the wind. It really knocked it down. Ryan had to come back and adjust. So, obviously, shotgun formation going to throw once again.
Sarver rolls back, plants, throws it, and has to throw it behind Ryan. There's a flag on the play once again, and we'll wait for the indication. That might be a hold. Might be a hold, yeah.
Sure it is. As odds are, if it is, at this point, I think we just punt.
Good second Lord. Down and 32. I'll be all the way back to the 23-yard
line. Procedure penalty.
Well, you just got to find a way. And
this is the part where the coaches are over there. I see the defense huddled around there. They've got to get the defense ready to come out there, and they need to take this to a certain degree, need to take it personal. Not that they weren't playing their hardest to begin with, but really come out and set the tone here on this next series. Yeah, obviously, I'm not giving up on a first down, but when it's I got to check the board here. When it's second and 23, that's more
second
23.
Down 32
yeah,
from
32.
The 23-yard line.
There we go. You know, when it's second and 32, you lost the down.
They actually declined the penalty. Now.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so
third down
and 32 at the ball at the 23-yard line. Luke Sarver stays in the shotgun. Two receivers on each side of the football field. 2:38 to go here in the third quarter. Albie with a 17-10 lead. Sarver in the shotgun, rolls back, steps into the pocket. He's going to tuck it under and keep it. Luke gets a block on the outside from Tony Lesson.
Another one!
Down the sideline, down to the 45-yard line. A huge play there by Luke Sarver. Got that corner turn, and how about the block out there by Tony Lesson?
And Blake Bear both got good, clean blocks. Officials right there, figured they'd throw the flag. Doesn't get us the first down, but we'll bring up fourth and 10 from the 45-yard line. Blue Demons look to send in the punt team here. Obviously, in our own territory, we're not looking to go for it here. But, boy, that's just a nice way to bounce back. There's a little something you can take to the sideline, knowing that you fought through that adversity. Defense is going to have to rise to the occasion, though, for us here on this play.
Luke Sarver standing back at the 37-yard line. Albion punt formation here. Loop gets a kick, and over in kick, bounces at 35, takes it, gets away from the defender, to touch the football, the ball's on the ground, and I think Clarendon is going to come up with it, but all the way back to the 20-yard line, that nearly got by, and there's a flag on the play, and we'll wait for that one to be...
That's thrown way behind the play here, and the only one close, if he's leaving it down, Luke Sarver, I don't know if there's a hit there, late hit, or what's going on there, but oh my gosh, I have no idea what these guys are watching out here.
Well, I'm not sure I know what I'm watching, because if it's different, and we're going to see here, this may be a personal foul.
I do have the mics on the officials, so we'll see what the call is. No, they're marching back. Thank you. I can't believe, no. Officials checking the steps.
On the kicking. On the kick return team. Okay,
yes.
All right, we get that right.
Yeah, he signaled the wrong way. We'll see if they, now the coaches are talking to him, making sure they get it right. They're going to talk about this.
Except the kicking team, but the officials were. I have no clue.
These guys are just these guys. I'm not sure if Cousin Eddie's down there, because these guys should have some face makeup on, as much as they're going to be clowns like this. because they just don't have a clue what's going on out here. I'm waiting for them to make balloon animals. I don't know what's going on out here with this officiating crew.
17-10 Albia.
Ta-da!
And they did get it. They marked it back to the 10-yard line. Albia. With a huge punt by Luke Sarver, then the penalty after the play, and that is a personal foul on Clarinda. So Clarinda with his back against the wall. Here's a little run over the left side, hit and brought backwards. Oh boy, Luke Strong just got his cage rung right there. Is Luke Sarver, or check that. Blake Bear came in and made the big hit.
Yep, Blake Bear, again, just a good job of this defense. You know they want to make a stop right here. The ball is on the 10. Again, it was a personal foul, late hit on the kick return team, punt return team, on Luke Sarver, who was coming down on the tackle. One of the defenders for Clarinda thought he could get a cheap shot in on Luke, and officials did not let that stand. So we get him pinned back. We'll see if we can take advantage.
Second down 10 here. Quarterback pass. Rolls back, throws it. A little seam passing on the middle of the field, and boy, just missed time that one. That would have been a long play. He was wide open, number 25, Jet Ketwick was on a jet pattern there.
And blown assignment out of the Blue Demons. We only had one defender over there covering two receivers. Hunter Weldon was doing a great job on the man he had, but we just didn't have whoever was responsible for the other man, Jet Ketwick, and thankfully missed the pass. Again, they've only thrown 34 times on the season, so not a lot of experience with passing.
1:45 to go here in the third quarter. Clarinda with the wind here. Albie with a 17-10 lead here. 1:45 to go third quarter. Here's the quarterback rolling back once again. Here comes some pressure from the backside. Sorry, Albie's got the football.
Blue ball.
We're waiting for the indication. It looked like Brett Freshwater had come up with it. And boy, the quarterback able to get that football back, but the ball spotted all the way back to the 2-yard line. Ryan Sarver, what a night this senior's having.
And the ball placed on the 1-yard line, 1.5-yard line. You know the heat is coming. You know, I can't believe we're sending two guys back. I would send a 10th man in and try to put pressure on this ball.
Well, you want to set up a good return here. Now, you got the win to their back here.
Yep.
Fourth down, 18, the ball at the 2-yard line, 1:11 to go here in the third quarter. Albia with a 17-10 lead here. And the punter is standing right at the end of the end zone. Jet Ketwick, his foot against the back of the end zone. Here comes a high snap, gets it, a booming kick. And it goes over Bear's head. He's going to have to back up. Grabs it at the 50-yard line, trying to get to the right side. Weldon looking to put a block. Oh! A huge block!
Bryce Lushen
just annihilating the football player. And down the sideline goes Blake Bear. A huge block out there by Blake.
Bryce Lushen
just absolutely depleted the football player.
And he was waiting for that man. He was setting him up. The man saw Tony Lushen, and so he was worried about Tony Lushen blocking him. And Bryce, as soon as the man turned his numbers towards him, Bryce blew him up.
Oh, my gosh. That is a ton of brick hits, brought to you by 3D Paint Body. Just take your vehicle to the junkyard, folks. If it gets hit like that by Bryce Lesh, and you'll just take it to the junkyard. Everything else, 3D Paint and Body can take care of and get you back on the road. If anybody can get it done, it'll be Randy at 3D Paint and Body. That ton of brick hits, and Albie with the football at the 26-yard line of Clarinda on the march. Sarver under center, Asadai. Quick pitch to Carter Isley. Gets to the corner. Inside the 20. Inside the 15-yard line. Brought down of bounds. And that will move the chains. The first Iowa State Bank first down. And I'll tell you what, Big C, you were right there when Bryce Leshand absolutely took the cleats off of that Clarinda player.
No way, man. He was looking right at that. Just ba-boom. That's what it was. You can hear it. It was a ba-boom. Just a pop.
You know, and that helps the offense. They come out here with a quick pitch. Good pressure coming in on Luke Sarver, but he's able to get the pitch to Carter Isley. And Carter just putting on the pressure again. He's got those fresh legs, but just playing on the offensive side really took advantage of the run.
36 seconds to go here. Here's Isley straight ahead. Inside the 10, the 5, fighting forward. It falls down at the 1 yard line. Isley upset at the 5 and dives forward to the, they're going to mark him down at the 2 yard line. And Albia knock, knock, knocking on the door in the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. How about the play of Carter, the Iceman Isley?
Yeah, what a great job. Great hole up the middle. That interior has been tough yards to get. Usually it's about 2 or 3 at a time, but a big gaping hole for Carter to go right up the middle. Nice blocking.
23 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Albie trying to add to his lead here. Here's Kieran Judge. Isley in for the touchdown. Carter Isley in for the touchdown. The fake to the Kieran Judge. And Iceman Isley takes it in for an Albie touchdown. Touchdown, Albie. A Senate Piercemacher funeral home. Touchdown, and Albie has taken a 2-score lead.
You know, what a huge drive that was. And it started, you know, you look at the possession before with all the penalties and just the adversity that we were in there, and the defense came out. We got the penalty on their side on the punt return, so that allowed us to get them pinned back. The defense took care of business. Great return. It's all facets of the game, not giving up. This team has the ability to not panic, you know, when things don't go their way. There's things that aren't the way you think it ought to be, but good teams will find a way just to step up and play and move to the next one and flesh it, as Coach Staton talks about.
2-touchdown lead here for the Blue Demons with the extra point to come. Here's the snap, low snap, picked up and put up, and
flag.
Here comes a flag once again. And I think the interesting stat tonight might just be the number of penalties and the yards Albie has given up on.
It looks like on them, because we're going to Coach Staton to tell him, give him his options.
Yep.
I'm going to guess maybe offsides are a procedure. And the first half they had that, Coach Staton declined it.
It went through the upright, so yep. I think you take the points.
If the snap counts, if the penalty wasn't before the snap. Official coming out, got the mic.
Yep, dead.
Prior to the snap.
Yep, so that we'll have to kick it again, and Albia will replay it here. Cheering on the Blue Demons from St. Ambrose, hoping to make another trip to the Dome in a few weeks. Vic Sanders and Charlotte Flanders checking in on the Southern Iowa Technologies text line. And stop saying the F word so much. Flag.
Yeah, we'll kick up and good.
Wow.
Into that stiff wind. That thing went 40 yards. Oh, my goodness. Great kick out of Justin Bossard there.
So they'll go down to Missouri and bring home the football. That went through the uprights in Albia with a 2-touchdown lead, 24-10 Blue Demons, 17-6 to go. 17 seconds here in this third quarter. We'll be right back with the People's State Bank kickoff.
Care Partners PC has a November special. Buy one pair of glasses and get your second pair 50% off. This is their best sale of the year and a great way to get more for your money and use up your flexible spending dollars before the end of the year. Get the glasses you've always wanted for hunting, computer work, reading, or even prescription sunglasses. Stop in to Penn Central Eye Clinic inside the Oskaloosa Mall or at Eye Care Partners, 823 Franklin Street in Pella for more details.
Albion 24-10 Albion with the lead, 17 seconds to go in this third quarter. And another People's State Bank kickoff, and here comes Bossard, and he puts a boot in this one and sends it deep.
Into that wind, it's a touchback.
Did he put helium in that football, see? Because he just kicks the little living tar out of that football.
That ball is going into the wind. Wow, he's putting some extra spice on that.
He is jacked up, ready to go. I got some more GP Insurance big board scores coming in. Mount Air is up 31-0 on Van Buren in the third quarter. Earlham and Montezuma are tied 14-all in the fourth quarter. Pekin is up big over Lisbon 40-6 in the third. Williamsburg, we talk about that a possible match for us next round. If we win, it is up 10-7 against South Tama. So a great game out there, and that's in the fourth quarter.
Clarinda with the football. Albie with a 14-point lead here. Ball at the 20-yard line. Quarterback rolling back. Here's some pressure. Throws it underneath. Nearly intercepted. Been blocked.
Wow,
knocked down.
That is
Tony Leshin, folks. He is playing big-time football, and he's just a sophomore.
That's your sophomore playing like an all-state senior, coming up with the defensive coverage, reaching around the defender. The crowd here is not understanding football, which is not surprising out of him. They got a hand on the back, but he didn't move him or do anything with him. It's not like he interfered with him. He just reached around, and he just used the hand to guide him, which is a great call, a great non-call by the officials.
Well, you were wondering where Cousin Eddie's at, Dan. Roll Demons cheering from Albia, the Cosmos and Bakers, Go Big Blue, and they said, Dan, you know this one, and they got a picture of Cousin Eddie, and he's cleaning out something. Here's a run by the quarterback over the left side, has some running room across the 30 before he's brought down by Hunter Weldon, and they're gonna throw a flag, and I think personal foul on Albia. Yeah. 2 seconds left here in this third quarter.
I'm speechless.
That's not easy.
On that one, boys.
Yeah. Was that in bounds?
They're going to say it's a late hit. I think it was
3 yards
Sarver.
In bounds.
Ryan Sarver coming in. I don't think the play
maybe
was
hit it afterwards. I don't know.
Well, I think they're saying maybe that Hunter Weldon already had the tackle, but he wasn't down. You know, he can escape. This is a quality runner. Jacob DeGase was the runner on him. He's actually got 700 yards rushing, so he's somebody you've got to finish the tackle on. You can't just assume that Hunter Weldon's going to take him down. Wow.
Yep. And now the 15-yard mark off puts Clarinda inside the Albia 50-yard line, and Coach Shilb is going to call a timeout.
About fourth quarter.
Oh, that's sorry. Yeah, I thought he was walking out to call a timeout. That is the final play of this third quarter. Three quarters are in the book. 24-10, Albia with the lead. Your fourth and final quarter to come. After this timeout, you're listening to Playoff Football on your sports leader, KIIC.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer.
Clarinda, but a nice tackling by Blake Bear coming across from the middle. Again, we'll bring up at the start of the fourth quarter, 24-10. You just heard the last touchdown from the Blue Demons. We've now flipped ends. We have the wind at our back as we head towards the north end zone. Clarinda's going into the south end zone with the stiff wind blowing in their faces.
Second down and 5. Quarterback rolls back, plants a fade pattern down the sidelines, and overthrown incomplete. Well defended. Once again, Albia's defensive backs, Christian, have really done a great job because they've got to be able to play the run game, and you know they're going to get that from Clarinda. You just got to do your assignment, and that's tough to do throughout an entire football game, but that's what they've done all night long.
Yeah, no, our quarterbacks, they're playing exceptionally well right now, running with the receiver, not letting them get a step on them, and keeping their hands up in the air. That way, if the ball does get thrown to a good spot, they can knock it down.
Finish strong, Big Blue from the Ryans at Lake of the Ozarks. Quarterback going to pump and fake, and then he's going to be brought down all the way back to the 47-yard line. They're going to say his momentum was stopped at the 45, but he was trying to get that little
jump pass,
and Albia was covering up the quarterback in a hurry.
Nice job by the Blue Demons to recognize that same play that a couple series ago worked well for the Cardinals. The jump pass did not work. It looks like Clarinda's going to go for it, though. They've down by 14, 2 scores. They got to try to find a way to get a first down. Very capable of getting 7-8 yards on a play. So we'll see what they've got drawn up. The Blue Demons just need to stick to their assignment and do their play.
Fourth down play here. The quarterback rolling back. Here comes some pressure. The heat's on. The ball's up in the air, and it's going to fall short and incomplete, and Albia will get the football back on the turnovers of down. And how about that, Big T? How about that Albia defense?
I love it, man. They just they closed her down. I mean, you're awesome.
Great job out of the secondary on pass coverage, but how about Brendan Bassett coming in?
He was sniffing it, wasn't he?
Jacob DeGase knew the pressure was coming, so he had to throw it off his back foot, was not able to set himself. The throw goes way short, but that's Brendan Bassett who didn't get the sack, but he made that incomplete pass there for the Blue Demons. They take over on downs with the ball on their own 45-yard line.
Albia with the football. 10:37 to go, a 14-point lead for the Blue Demons. Here's a quick pitch to Isley over the right side, hitting the backfield, gets away from the defender, waits for a block across the 50. Here comes the
me?
That is going to be another flag, and Dan, that one happened right in front of us. No, sir.
Carter Isley did a great job of sidestepping the first defender. They're going to say a block in the back there, I believe was the call. And Jason tells me I've got to be careful in my words, so I will choose to say little.
Well, that happened right in front of us, Dan, and I got to see a pretty good bird's eye view of it, and we see the flag go on the field, so that is the call, and Albia will have another 10 yards marked off all the way back to the 31-yard line. Coach Folkert's checking in, and he's listening live through the studio on the headset, but he's doing it via the West Coast. Hi, Coach Folkert. You'd be so proud. I know you are so proud of these Albion Blue Demon defensive linemen. They have done their job tonight. Here's Isley, and he slips up and falls down after a gain of about a yard, and that is it. And look downfield here.
Tony Leshin's downfield blocking, and the defender is just that's Matt Baker.
You can hear the Albion fans really not liking that so well.
Yeah, it's getting a little chippy here. We've got a Blue Demon. I think that's Nate Hovman's coming up a little gimpy there. He better make sure he's ready to roll here. We don't need him going soft out there on the block play. Joe Kroll checking in. Great broadcasting. Keep it going. Keep them in the game. Appreciate you joining in, Joe.
Coach Volker says, we believe and yes, we can and find a way. That's how we cheer, and we will find a way. Albion with the football, second down and 22. Sarver rolls back, throws it down the field. Oh, complete.
Nate Hoffman
on his 40, gets blocked. Look out, to the 30. Amanda beat 20, 15, 10. To the 5-yard line, or taking it down to the 8-yard line. Nate Hoffman slipped underneath, and the big, tall senior receiver slipped underneath Dan, and everyone thought it was going to Baker, and he threw it to Hoffman, and Hoffman takes it all the way down to the 8-yard line. How about that?
Nate Hoffman, the last play, really came up gimpy on his ankle. It was hurting, and so he was not able to run as fast as he can, but what a stiff arm he put on the defender at the 40-yard line. Just threw him to the ground. He's 6'4", 200 pounds. He's a strong player, very capable receiver. He came to us from Pella Christian, was a lineman for them, so he knows how to push people around. Great hands. Would have been able to get in there except for that leg that was hurting him, but great job.
9:15 to go. Albion with the football and a 14-point lead. Here is Isley over the left side with some running room to the 10, the 5! Took it to the house! Carter! The Iceman Isley! And another flag on the play.
Of course there is.
A holding on Albion.
And Angie Folker says, I can say whatever I want. So I'm not sure what's going on out of here. These guys have got to figure out that this is a high school football game, and that I don't know what they're watching, but there isn't a holding every play.
Like I said, Albion World, the coaches, you hear it across the way. I like the fact our fans are cheering the right cheer, but you can see they're not too happy about it.
Blue Demons will come out. Again, they're a very patient group. They're not going to get frazzled. We get excited and get all upset about it. What I really like is the character this team doesn't. They're going to go out and just make the next play. They're going to flush that last play and move on.
24-10, Albion with the lead here. 9:07 to go in this football game. First down, 17. The ball marked all the way back to the 22-yard line. And it'll be first down, goal to go from the 17. I said the 22. It's at the 17-yard line. Albion. Two-touchdown lead, and we're going to have a timeout called by Clarinda. We will take a timeout as well with 9:07 to go in the ballgame. Albion with a 24-10 lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football on your sports leader, KIIC.
How long should your dreams live?
Long enough to pay off the house.
Long enough to send the kids to college.
Your dreams should live forever, so help protect them with American Families Life Insurance. Use our online life needs calculator at amfam.com and call your local agent to find out how much coverage is right for you and your family. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Contact Phil Griffin Agency, 641-673-8965.
Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop by the Phil Griffin Agency, 1000 South Market Street in Oskaloosa today.
After the timeout, the fans are still cheering, find a way. Albion trying to find a way to punch another touchdown in and stretch this thing out, Dan.
Blue Demons are saying, hit me with your best shot. We're going to come right at it. The great bumper music coming in with Jordan there, bringing it back. I've got a couple of GP Insurance, Eric Powers, big board coming in. Hampton Dumont's up 17-7 in the third quarter over CMB. Pekin has gone final 47-6 over Lisbon. Pella's final 56-14 over Newton. And we've got a couple more coming in here after this play.
Albion with the football. First down 17 from the goal from the 17-yard line. Here is a
halfback
pass. Throwing it. Complete. Matt Baker inside the 10-yard line. Gets back that lost yardage on the hold all the way down to the 6-yard line. And part of the Iceman, Isley, got the pitch and then planted, and they made a strong throw once again to Matt Baker, the touchdown maker.
We saw that last week for the first time that Blue Demons rolled that out, and a very effective play for him. Great job out of him, and more importantly, no flags. Two more scores update. In the fourth quarter, Fremont Mills Tabor is up 51-0 over Melcher Dallas. So that's a big lopsided victory there coming up.
Albia, second down, goal to go from the 6 yard. Isley inside the five! Touchdown, Albia! Carter, the Iceman Isley with the Blue Demon touchdown and sent it Pierce back a funeral home. Touchdown, and Albia takes a 30-10 lead over the Cardinals. And how about that, Big D? Find a way, and we believe, and that's just what they did.
Yeah, and that's just it. And that's going to start with Coach Staten. You know, as we know, he's coming out with a consistent theme with the guys, and that we're not going to get overexcited. We're not going to get all down on ourselves. We'll go out and make the plays. We flushed the last one, good, bad, or indifferent. If we made a penalty or a flag, we've got to find a way to get through that. That's what they did. Great play calling, great execution out of the Blue Demons to get that touchdown. The PAT is coming up right here.
Beautiful drive for the Blue Demons, and Albion now with a chance to put a 3-touchdown lead upon Clarinda, and that's what they do as the extra point goes through and up and good. 31-10, Albion with the lead, 8:56 to go. The judge and jury's Aunt Natalie, Uncle Brian, Brother Dax, and Cousin Simon are listening intently at home in Albion. We're very proud to be a Kieran, and all the Blue Demons go Big Blue. And we'll take a quick timeout and come right back for your People's State Bank kickoff. Don't go anywhere.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
We're back, folks. The Blue Demons have now gone up in the fourth quarter, 31-10 against Clarinda Cardinals. They're getting ready to kick off here. I do have a couple scores of interest for us. A final now is Williamsburg over South Tama, 17-7. No idea who we would play next, assuming this score holds up. But that would be my pick to say that we might play Williamsburg. Yep. Mileage is close enough. It's a one seed. We're a two seed. I think that matches up well with what the state's looking at. So possibly that is who we could play if we can hold on and get this win.
Sullingers are having bacon wrap, back straps, and baked potatoes, and listening to Kale, that is just miserable.
My trail mix is not holding up to that.
Docker and, oh man, that's just not fair.
No. Pella has gone final, so they'll advance to the third round of big victory over Newton, 56-14.
Great job, Blue Demons. It looked like our toughness meal was good for the guys. I fed Carter breakfast this morning. And here's your, look at the People's State Bank kickoff.
Almost,
and that
through
one goes out of the end zone, and that'll be a touchback.
Almost wow. Through the uprights. Another GP Insurance big board scores coming in here. Again, I just mentioned Pella over Newton. Pekin has gone final, as we mentioned earlier, against Lisbon, 47-6. Montezuma trails Earlham, 28-14. Mount Air is up 31-0 in the fourth quarter over Van Buren. And the final now, Fremont Mills has indeed beaten Melcher Dallas, so their season, unfortunately, will come to a conclusion.
What a season they had, Melcher Dallas. Congratulations on them and their fine season. 31-10 Albia with the lead here. And the good news is Joe Millie's checking in from Minneapolis. He says, keep it up, guys. You might get one more game and extend your contract. Well, we might let him back in the Friday Night Live studio after Jordan's taken over.
And just so you know, too, I know Joe's listening. We actually brought the Shaggin Wagon with us. We had a strong headwind coming in here, coming across the bow. I had to fuel up six times, so every seat, every gas
station. That's my credit card you're using, Stalker.
And actually, one place, we just had to stop at a farmer's house to get some gas out of his tank. So you owe him some money, Joe. We'll be getting you the bills later.
Albia with a 21-point lead here, 31-10, 8:26 to go here in the ball game. The Blue Demons on defense here, second down and 10 after the incompletion. Quarterback going to roll always run with the football. The fullback on the deceptive play out across the 30 to 35-yard line. Hunter Weldon will bring him down, but that's a big gain out there for Clarinda. And there's no quitting this Clarinda team, Christian. They're a very good football team, second highest rating scoring team only behind Albia, so they can put points up on the board in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, no, they're a great football team. That's why they're here in the playoffs facing us, and they're playing a good game. And they're finding some place to run, but our defense overall has won the game so far.
First and 10 for Clarinda.
Counter.
Counter play running over the left side here. Oh. Running up, gets across the midfield. It's a foot race. Ryan Sarver giving chase, though. And it's going to bring it. Going to chase him all the way across the field and brings him down. How about that track speed? I'm telling you what, folks. That guy had a 10-yard lead on Ryan Sarver, and he did not quit. He chased him downfield, and you could just see the afterburners get lit up, and Ryan Sarver catches him at the 10-yard line. But, T, Wow, a big play for Clarinda, but Ryan Sarver just saved a touchdown there for Albia.
Great play. You know, we saw that counter earlier, but you're not going to get away from a Sarver.
Wow, that's fast.
First and goal for Clarinda, so the Blue Demons want to stop the score if they can.
Here's a counter play going to the left side, cuts it up and brought down. Bryce Leshen from behind, tripped up by Bear. Bear will help Leshen bring him down at the 70-yard line. Second down goal to go from the 7. Albie with a 21-point lead here, 31-10 your score, 7:30 to go in the ball game.
And again, Clarinda very capable of scoring quickly, so really important if the Blue Demons can find a way to hold up, slow this drive down, and maybe just limit them to a field goal attempt.
Here's a counter reverse, running with it, hit at the 70-yard line, brought down, little to no gain once again. That's going to bring a third down goal to go from about the 6-yard line.
Great job once again, Ryan Sarver, shooting the gap on that counter play, makes the initial hit and get some help from his other defenders out there. But Ryan Sarver in the backfield right there, a step behind, brings up now third and goal from the 6-yard line.
Under 7 to go here in this ball game. Albio out in front, 31-20. Terry, John, Joe, Mike, John, and Jody all listening and cheering for the Big Blue from the Stewart family. Glad to have you along. Third down, goal to go. Here's a spin. Quarterback runs with it. Bent at the 5-yard line, brought down right there. And this is going to bring up a fourth down play. And Ryan Sarver, gentlemen, he's had lots and lots of big games, but none bigger than tonight.
What a way to step up. You know, he makes that touchdown-saving tackle, which is huge. And now he's made successive tackles at the line of scrimmage. I mean, he's fallen forward. The quarterback was able to fall. DeGase was forward for a 1-yard pickup. But Ryan Sarver is able to snuff that out on that spin on the quarterback and gets him down with just a 1-yard gain. Brings up fourth and goal from the 5-yard line.
Coach Fulkers has a hold of that headset tight via the West Coast on the KIC radio hotline. Here's a counter play run over the left side and being brought down inside the 4-yard line. And Albia's defense has stood tall. And there's none taller than Coach Folkerts. I know he wanted to be here tonight, Dan. He gives so much of his time, him and his family. And found himself on business out on the West Coast. And he is one proud defensive line coach because his D-line just stood him up right tall there. Christian, how about this line play for Albia? Unreal.
Excellent job right there by the defense. That takes guts when you got someone knocking on the door, 1st and 10. They stood up to the challenge, and they said, no, you ain't going to get it.
Albia with the football. 6 minutes to go, 31-10. Albia, the ball at the 2-yard line. So the offense with his back against the wall. Here's a quick handoff. Kieran, the judge and jury, and he just moves people over and runs out across the 10-yard line. A pickup of about 8 yards, and Dan... he is so hard to bring down, and now he's playing with a little extra edge because he wants to make his spot and to help his team out. Wow.
Right. And it's a broken record on our part, but, you know, he is the strongest player on this football team, which is
something.
Yeah, that's not just – I mean, there's a lot of strong men out there, but your fullback is the strongest guy, and with that squats, the thighs that he's got, he's able just to push forward, pick up 8 yards, a great play.
Albia with the football, 2nd down 3. Here's Isley over the left side. Hit and will fall forward, and we'll wait for the spot. It's going to be a little short there. Right now, T, I'll tell you what, this offensive line has played well all night long. You get a couple of first down here, and you seal the deal.
You know, and I'm watching both of these lines come up to the line of scrimmage, and, you know, this Clarinda team, they fought hard all night, but, you know, they're going both ways, and this Blue Demon line, I mean, they've got some pep in their step, and it's, you know, we've got, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
5 minutes to go here in the fourth and final quarter. Albia with a 31-10 lead, trying to extend their season to Friday night. Counter, or offset eye, here is Isley. Cuts it upfield across the 15-yard line, out across to close to the 20-yard line. Move those chains. And how about that offensive front line, Dan? Over and over, we are like a skipping record because this offensive line just keeps doing what they always do, and that is block, block, block.
Absolutely, great holes. But it's just so fun to watch Carter, how he has progressed all year long. Again, we've seen for about the second or third time tonight, and I'm sure he's done it time before, and I just haven't seen it till tonight. But he's got a seam, and he's got a choice to make. And after the hole he gets through, he's cutting back towards the middle, which so many running backs don't want to do. They don't recognize that that's the best yardage they're going to get, and he gets the first down because of it. Comes right back up the middle, the heart of this defense, gets the first down, keeps the clock moving.
4:20 to go here in the ball game. Here's a handoff. Running with it is Judge, and Judge will be brought down after a gain of about a yard. The clock keeps rolling here right now, gentlemen. There needs to be no more points put up on the board. All we want to get rid of is those zeros across the bottom of the scoreboard.
Absolutely, but you know this Blue Demon squad, they're going to continue work. I'd like to see, no matter where this possession ends up, no holding, no penalties. You know, let's clean up the game there. Whatever these officials are seeing, we've got to adjust to it. It's like we had a couple games in the middle of the season where we were getting interference calls. Coach Stain said, you know what, we maybe aren't interfering, but if that's what they're calling, we've got to adjust how we're doing it.
Second down, 9 for Albion. The ball at the 21-yard line of the Blue Demons. Here's a little counter play running with it. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker. Wait for a block. Can he get the corner? Gets the corner turned out across the 45-yard line. Nearly got that that block. Waited for Osing to set it up. Yeah. Osing got the kick out. The defender went the other direction and right into Matt Baker, and that was nearly a touchdown maker.
And I was just about to say, we haven't seen that counter play with Matt Baker ran, and that's always very effective. Always gets a great positive yardage and really close to breaking up a score.
It was just a shoelace away from turning that into another six.
Yeah. So the clock. Actually, we got out tackled out of bounds, so stops the clock at 3:34 in the contest. Again, the Blue Demons up 31-10, so well in lead here with the ball at their own 46-yard line.
Everybody's wanting to get a little credit here. I can see that last year's work on the tennis court has helped the guys this year on the field. Roll Demons, Coach Judge. Here's the handoff. Isley fighting for it into a Clarinda territory. Still fighting for it on his way inside the 40-yard line. And, gentlemen, it looked like the Albion. But look at that. There comes a flag in. That's ridiculous. Let's play football.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there. It looked to be, again, the second time I've seen a potential horse collar that the official didn't even reach for his flag.
Oh, what you saw right there was a – it was a –
Sarver's want to call it, talk to the officials, make sure he understands the call, because he's want to make sure they're getting their both
Chris,
ways.
Chris, you got to see that from behind, and that's going to be a personal foul, and there absolutely was no reason for what just took place right there.
Yeah, no, I mean, just I don't know what's going on out there, but don't be throwing cheap shots at different teams. It's just not the way to play football. Play it the right way.
Yeah, we don't care what our opponents do. They can play however they're coached up. Our coach does not teach those techniques, and so we want to make sure they're stay in their heads and finish this game. Stay healthy. Let's get on the next round.
Well, the officials are talking it over. Now, I saw maybe the second part of it, but what I saw was not personal foul on Albie. I'll just say that.
Official is picking up a flag. I'll see if they're – nope. Hit the call here.
Yep, did Paul. Yeah, it's on Clarinda.
Both sides. They're going to go both sides, offsetting penalties, unsportsmanlike conduct.
First down for Albion. Yep. So you got to find a way here. Mike and Tammy Courtney from, Go Big Blue. Go Big Blue, Roll Demons from the newlywed Solingers. Well, congratulations, Solingers, on your marriage. May it be blessed with many, many, many years, a lifetime. Albie with the football. 3:26 to go. 31-10. Albie with the lead here. The ball just inside the 40-yard line of Clarinda. The Blue Demons on the march here, trying to seal the win.
The clock will start ticking then, and so Luke Sarver's going to take his time in the huddle. We've actually got Marty Hermson as the coach over there that will raise his hands when we get to the 10-second mark. The play's being called in the huddle, so they're just trying to let the clock run. We saw this last Wednesday in the playoff game, getting them going at 10 seconds. They break the huddle. We'll come up and get the playoff here and get as much time off the clock as they can.
Go Big Blue. Find a way to beat the Stripes from the Cadells. Checking in from Sheraton. Here's Carter Isley getting the pitch over the left side. Waits for a block. Gets a corner turn to the 35-30. Down the sidelines and brought out of bounds. And here's another flag coming in.
It's in the direction of where Ryan Romaco is thrown to the turf. So I'm sure with him being on the ground, that means he held somebody. We'll see what's going on here. I don't know. I've got no hope here, Jason. I'll just be honest.
Should be a personal foul is what I saw, but...
Well, yeah. Well, but yeah. I'm sure it's going to be personal on us if you can.
He was being held.
Yeah.
I mean, turn on the nightlight.
See, officials are coming over here, and again, they're mic'd up, so that's kind of a nice feature that we normally don't have. We get to kind of hear that play. I don't know if it's
this
coming through the mic or not.
This is a beautiful facility here, Dan.
Oh,
you know, it is.
Incredible.
It's nice, and the people have been really hospitable to us. Certainly not personal foul on Albia.
Ryan Romanko fell to the ground too hard, so that's a personal foul on the ground for him.
We will send the
good Lord
maintenance crew over to fix that divot that was his back. But
Christian, did you see it that way? I'll be honest.
No, I didn't see it that way at all.
Maybe I'm being cruel, and I just want to make sure I'm not missing something.
Well, we will march the ball all the way back to the Albia 49-yard line, and that'll bring up a second down. And let's see here, 21 yards. So second and 21, first down 21 after the penalty. Remember, all that matters right now is the time on the bottom of that scoreboard.
Right.
2:50 left in the ball game.
Yep.
We have a timeout on the field. We'll take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football on this Monday night. 31-10 your score. Don't go anywhere.
The argument made by the Hotel Motel Tax Vote No group is that implementing a tax on out-of-town guests will negatively impact hotel business. This is a flawed argument. Surrounding communities report no adverse effect to the hotel owners after implementing this tax. How many of you ask about this fee when you call to book a room in another city or state? You don't, and rarely would it ever impact your decision on where to stay. This is the flawed argument from the start. The fact is, most progressive communities that have this tax use it to further support tourism and to build the quality of life in the local community. The city of Sheraton implemented this tax 2 years ago, and not only has it not affected the business of the hotel there, it has pumped tens of thousands of dollars into the community. Appanoos County implemented this tax for out-of-town guests, and not only has it not affected business, it has pumped several hundred thousand dollars into the tourism and special projects budgets. Wapello County implemented this tax, and since then, more hotels have been built, not fewer. We ask you to courageously support this measure to continue a vibrant trails project, a one-of-a-kind National War Memorial, as well as other projects. Vote for a progressive community. Vote for tax fairness. Vote yes on the Hotel Motel Tax, paid for by the Vote Yes Hotel Motel Tax Committee.
Oh. 31-10 your lead here for Albia. 2:50 to go in the ball game. Albia calls another timeout. We're going to keep it right here. And the Nussbaums, I haven't heard from them for a long time, but they're checking in from their mansion and say, go Big Blue. And they say they listen to all of our broadcast, and we're glad to have them along. The Nussbaums checking in on this Monday Night Football special.
Yeah, great, and things are going really well for them. I'm really proud of them. They've worked hard.
They have. Hats off to you and the crew. You've done an amazing job keeping your composure. Oh, you know,
oh,
I want to make sure people
know. Let's be honest.
Well, listen, the officials are doing their job, and they call it their way, and and we get frustrated, not necessarily at the officials, but more on the call, and whether it's right or wrong, they are the ones making the call. And we will not make excuses. I know the coaches. There's no way. The coaches are making any excuses at all over there. Here's Sarver going to bootleg it over the right side, trying to get to the corner. And will be brought down another big hit right at the sidelines. Matt Baker
with a little block trying to clear out some room there.
He
missed himself there. Got his head in the front.
Christian, he is unreal. He's relentless with the block.
Oh, yeah. No, he wants to pick up that block that way. Luke with his 4x400 track speed, championship speed, can get a touchdown. He's picking up excellent blocks out there today. Matt Baker's playing lights out.
You need to read all those texts. Hey, I do want to give a good shot. Somebody said the crew
240
here.
And counting here for Albia. So we want to make sure people know. 2:42 to go here. Yep. 31-10 the score. Albia with the football inside the 49-yard line of Clarinda. Second down and 19. Sarver, quick pitch to Isley. Gets the corner on his feet. 45-40, a foot race down the sideline. 35-30, and push out of bounds inside the 30-yard line down to the 26. Move those chains, and was there a...
Big 75, 310 is going to pick on Matt Baker, standing over him, not moving away. Officials are telling him to move. He's still not moving. I don't know why there's not a flag on that. I'm sorry. I am not going to be Johnny Sunshine. When they're going to sit here, he's going to taunt over Matt Baker and stand there. When the play's well beyond him, the man needs to move on down the field and get over it.
Albia will move the chains, though. First Iowa State Bank, first down. Go Big Blue. Find a way. Hang in there. The Grandpa Freshwater. Tell Dan I will say it for him.
Yeah, I do want to give a shout out to Jordan Pope back in the booth. You know, we talk about the crew, and he's back on the big board working for us there. And we give him a lot of grief during the breaks, and he does doing a fantastic job.
No, don't go that
and
far.
He's putting up with us, and that's quite a task. Carter Isley on the quick pitch to the near side comes through, breakthrough, trying to strip the ball,
his way
chugging
downfield.
A move and inside the 20 all the way to 16, compiling in on a late hit, no flag called on number 72. All he is 5'10", 245 pounds. I guess you could dive in anywhere you want, no foul there.
Well, if you were a part of the Albia swim team, you would have been impressed with that dive there at the end. But that will be a 9-yard carry for Carter Isley.
Nice job out of Carter.
2:08 to go here. Albia looking to move on to Friday night. 31-10, your score here. And hold on, folks, the final 2 minutes of this football game in Albia. has had to find a way tonight to get past themselves and have done that. They're going to hold on and beat a very, very good Clarinda football team, folks. Power eye formation. Isley running straight ahead. Wrestling forward, has the first down, and Clarinda is down to one timeout, Dan. They will be able to stop the clock only one more time, and Albia will be able to run the clock out here. And I doubt if we take a knee, to be honest with you. They'll probably run some plays here. Big T, you're over there along the sidelines. The way the coaching staff always keeps his composure, plenty of opportunities to be a little disappointed in the stripes, maybe in some of the play, but they did a great job out of the coaches of keeping their composure over there and the Blue Demon football team.
You know, I mean, we're sitting here going nuts, right? And these guys over here are doing their job. I mean, it just shows the character of this football team.
First down here for it. Albia's going to keep the ball. Luke Sarver over the left side. Gets a block on his way inside the 10. The 5! Take it to the house! Luke Sarver for the Blue Demon. Touchdown! A little icing on the old cake, and that is how you find a way. And Albia scores another touchdown. 37-10, your score, 1:13 to go. And how about that, Big C? Luke Sarver put that football on his hip, and away he went down the sideline, and he was not going to be denied. And I don't have to
Who was that? It. Who was it? Did you say you talking to me?
I usually talk to Christian when I call his name, but that's
okay.
He missed his cue. That's okay. Albia did not miss his cue as Luke Sarver takes it in for a Blue Demon touchdown. And you hear that Albia fan. Roll Demons roll. And Albia is rolling tonight, 37-10. The extra point to come. 1:13 to go. The snap, the kick, and nearly blocked high enough.
Flag.
Long enough and good enough. And a flag.
Yeah, that's
we're going to play the music, Jordan. We're going to. It's a beautiful sound.
Sharon Carl checking in, saying, "Way to go, Big Blue, making us proud." Get some shout-outs over that music there, right there. Be perfect timing.
Great coverage guy. Would love to be there. Go Big Blue. Love our Demons, Wendell and Meridell Folkers. Oh, we love you guys. We love the Folkers. Your son is hanging on tight to his phone, listening through the phone line. And Albia will have to re-kick it.
Which, with the wind in our back, and Justin Foster's got a good leg. I quite honestly,
is that a hold?
Yeah, I think we're gonna march it back a little further because he can kick it further. That's all good.
Well, he's kicked a 32 yarder tonight. Yeah. That was a huge kick, guys. That field goal going into halftime break. Here's the official running down the sidelines to the end zone.
Yep. So we'll see if Justin can get that with the wind in his back. Again, he's been showing a really good strong leg.
5-yard extra point here. Bosser, Luke Sarver doing the holding. The snap, the kick. High enough, and it will not go good enough. This one sails to the left and no good. With 1:13 to go, Albia with a 37-10 lead. We'll be right back with your People's State Bank kickoff.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Albia with another touchdown. Luke Sarver takes it in for a Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Send it Pierce Mocker Funeral Home touchdown. Go Big Blue. Jeff Bettis and Rebel listening to the Blue Demons from the Jet Propulsion Lab, otherwise known as the Shed. Brett Staten, I'll be there Friday. Can't wait. Roll Demons. Well, we'll be there too. We just got to figure out where we're going on Friday night. But here is your People State Bank kickoff. A short high kick going to be fielded at the 11-yard line. Here comes Clarinda on the return. Luke Strong out across the 30-yard line and will be brought down at about the 37 by Blake Bear. And who else there, Dan? Pretty easy guess. Old Ryan Sarver, where hasn't he been tonight?
No, that's very true.
Fellas, Ryan Sarver was lined up on this left side over here. Yeah. I saw him come down, and he went across the field and made that tackle.
That is Big T on your Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. Tharp Funeral Home bringing your wireless mics all season long. When you have that moment of need, they will be there to take care of you with extra special care. Richard and his staff do a great, great job. And for all those pre-funeral arrangements, get a hold of them and they'll take great care of you. 1:04 to go. The quarterback rolling back. Here comes some pressure. Stepping up in the pocket and will be brought down.
A sack
on the play. And right there is Ryan Sarver once again. And Brett Freshwater
trying to strip that ball loose, doing a great job keeping him up and ripping. Did not get the ball loose, but I love the attitude and the work ethic out of him.
Under 1 minute to go, and Big C, that is a big offensive line that Albia has battled with tonight, and they have won that war in the trenches.
That's right. The Blue Demons, they came out here ready to go. They were buckled up, and they were relentless tonight. The defense just so relentless.
Final 30 seconds here. Albia with a 37-10 lead. Quarterback rolling to the right side, and a little counter play coming this way. Running with it out across the 45 into Albia territory, and will be brought down by Hunter Weldon. And with 16 seconds to go, gentlemen, Blue Demon Nation now turns his eyes from Clarinda to the Iowa High School Athletic Association website to find out who the Blue Demons will be playing on Friday night. 15 seconds and counting. Clarinda's last play from scrimmage. Running with it over the left side. And here comes all that white jerseys. The Sharks are out. And the
Great
Sharks
finish.
Get in the tank and get it done on the final play. A loss of two. And Albia will win this second round in the playoffs and set themselves up to be one game away from making a repeat to the Dome. And how about the way Albia overcame tonight, Dan? And they found a way to overcome all the obstacles that were put in their way, many of them by themselves.
Oh, absolutely. They put themselves in a spot the coach is really going to have a long talk with them on. You know that. But they battled through it. They kept their composure. The coach is much better than I was doing. It just drives me nuts when I see that. But, you know, they did what they had to do, and that's what good teams do. They want to try to repeat and get themselves back in the Dome. They set themselves up in a good spot to be able to do that now with this win. Again, we'll wait till shortly after midnight, I'm going to guess, before we find out who we play and where we play. We know it'll be a road game, certainly, with the way the format is. So we'll be looking to travel on the road as we go into Friday's game. Short turnaround. You'll want to join us and be listening to us as we come ready to go back on Friday.
37-10, your final score. And Christian and Big T over there on the wire. It's Mike Kersey of Tharp Funeral Home. Boy, I'll tell you what. What an epic battle out of Albia and Clarinda tonight. Clarinda is such a good football team to win tonight and to move on. This is the kind of opponent that really will set you up if you want to get to the Dome.